The Morning Invasion with Dex, Steve-O, and Teo on Star 88.
All right, here we go.
Here we go in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Quiet!
Incoming message.
Hey, what are you doing here? About to go on the air?
It's Friday.
I think it's safe to say that all these fans came out here to watch a game of football.
Best day of my life.
Wake up!
You want to know an ideal Friday in my world?
We got a big broadcast to do here.
What are we waiting for? To the airwaves.
One more thing. Oh.
It's showtime.
Hello, everyone.
Friday.
Oh, kicking it off with my jam. Oh, I love everything about this show.
MGMT?
Yes. Huge fan, so I just got really happy.
Good morning.
Yeah.
Friday, February 5, 2016. It is 6:06.
High today of 41 degrees. Did you hear that? It broke. It broke the 40s.
We did it. We did it, guys. We did it.
So cold this morning.
Wow. There's a huge jump on the Apple version weather app. It says 48 is the high.
Yeah.
I don't trust that app, man. They always give you, like, the super false happy.
Yeah.
Mine says 41.
I'll check Ron Ketty here in a little bit. What?
Idiot.
Speaking of false happies, we got a big show today.
Big show.
And I meant you for checking it.
Okay, let's turn this music down for a second, and let's turn it over to Steve-O, because when he walked in this morning, he goes, save it for radio, I have something, okay, just save it for radio. First break, I gotta tell you guys something.
Big show today.
What
obviously
happened?
I mean, come on. We got Josette coming in from Swerf, right?
Mm-hmm, got that here at 8 a.m.
And we were like, can you bring a dog? And she texted yesterday, and she can't bring a dog.
What?
Oh.
Well, then she can't come in.
She's bringing two dogs!
Two dogs! Oh!
We gotta have puppies in the stew!
Party time! We got multiple dogs coming in.
Does she have to clean up after?
Yeah, that's gonna be interesting.
I'm not.
Here's the thing with that. You don't want the dogs to poop, because if one does, then every dog that comes in the future will do it.
Oh,
because they'll
right.
smell it.
I thought you meant it was like a puke thing, you know, if somebody hurls, everybody goes. I'm like, no. that's not how it works. We're good. I can control my bladder.
No, we've dealt with that in the past.
Your bowels?
Okay, so we got two dogs. Josette's bringing in two dogs that need homes.
Woo! Wanted to start off with the good news, because Buck's not going to be on the show today.
Wait, what?
Really?
No.
Really? Nuh-uh.
He texted his bestie on this show. That's me.
Are you kidding? He's not kidding.
What did he say?
I promise. Sorry for the late text, guys. And by guys, I just added that. It just says sorry for the late text. He didn't care about you guys. Sorry for the late text, period. Gotta cancel mañana. Sarah has a dentist appointment. If it's quick, try and get there before the show ends. He's not coming.
Buck will not be here. Buck and Dex Army. Deck and... what? Which one is it? Dex.
I'm so glad I didn't post on Facebook last night that he'd be here.
You did, didn't you?
No, I did.
Oh, okay.
It's not gonna be here. So far of all of our guests this week, let's see. We booked Joey Belleville.
Mm-hmm.
He bailed. Let's see. Who else do we have on the show this week?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, B-Nix bailed.
B-Nix bailed. Steven showed up, though.
Steven showed up.
Even called his friend.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm. That was cool.
His new record released this morning, by the way.
He did?
I already downloaded it.
Oh. Is it all on Spotify?
If you love your friend, you support your friend.
All right, I'll buy the album.
Here's what Spotify is. Say that you and your friend are going to go sit in rocking chairs out on the porch and drink lemonade, like we do in the South. Spotify would be bringing an old piece of wood to sit on for your friend. Not even a chair. It would just be like, hey, this could technically be termed as some sort of seat for you.
But not like a cool old tree stump, because that's still kind
of
cool.
No, no.
Like,
I mean a piece of wood that they broke off of a fence and said, this technically will put you off the ground and you could kind of rock on it if you tried.
You may also get tetanus if there's a nail in it.
Yes, that's what it is.
Because Spotify doesn't give very good royalties.
Horrible.
Doesn't.
It's not even a... No, it's not. I don't even want to talk about it anymore. Okay. I'm so upset.
You know what?
You've made me so upset.
I will cancel Spotify. I know I told you that in the past. I'll do it.
Good. Do it.
Gosh.
Get rid of it.
Sorry, I'm not a musician like you guys. I don't understand the biz.
You know.
I don't get it.
I like to make funny faces at this camera.
Yeah.
Monday, we're going live.
Going live, guys.
We have cameras in the studio. They're ready to go.
You guys got... It's great views of the two of you.
Steve-O's in the background.
I'm in the corner.
Because there's only two cameras at work.
In the background.
I'm in the background.
Our main focus when the tech guys were in here all week trying to get these cameras going, we told them, make sure that the camera is pointed at Teo at all times. Make sure he's right there in the spotlight.
He's part of that ministry.
He's what makes the show look good.
The funny thing is, yesterday one of the web guys came up to me and said, hey, don't forget that camera's in front of you. And I said, what happened? And he said, well, you were doing some funny stuff. And I said, I was picking my nose, wasn't I? And he said, yeah, you did, and I saw it. And I was like, I think the people need to know that. What was that? Don't ever give me a laugh track.
Yeah, laugh track.
What are you talking about?
You're trying to not laugh.
Laughter is key.
Because yesterday
anything,
we had a discussion.
We did.
And we're going to talk about it today.
Is that happening today?
It's not happening today?
No, I didn't get it ready this morning. I actually forgot this morning to
finish
that. You
were really, really happy because your buddy was coming in, and then he canceled. But he didn't even tell you. He told me.
Well, he can't tell me because he can't text me.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You don't have a phone.
But normally, he'll at least group text, you know.
He doesn't have my number.
And assume that, yeah.
Lame.
That could be the way that I want it.
Lame.
No buckaroony.
I really thought that you were going to say that you booked four other people on the show.
Yeah, I need to now. Now I wish I had.
No.
Now I wish we overbooked.
No.
But we do have Josette from Swarf, and that's going to be cool.
She's going to not show up.
I know, right?
That's just the way things go around here.
She was a little nervous yesterday. I said, hey, bro, it's no bigs. Just pretend like we're hanging out with microphones. And thousands of people listening.
That's harder.
It really disarmed the situation. It was totally good.
Yeah, I'm excited to find some dogs, some homes.
Yeah, dude.
So we're going to need you guys to tune in at 8 o'clock and listen to the two dogs we got.
Yes.
We'll give you details on how you can adopt. And I guess, Steve-O, you adopted from this.
I did. That's where I got Swarf. Rocket Raccoon.
Swolf.
That's how we teamed up for the first time. Then it was like, oh, this is a really rad nonprofit.
Yeah.
You guys are doing great things.
Lots of animals out there need homes. There's cats as well. They don't have cats.
Swarf doesn't have cats. It's just puppies. It's okay. Puppies are a good thing, too.
We'll have to find an organization for you, Teo.
I'm an equal opportunity animal lover, except for snakes.
I hear you.
I like all animals. By the way, the Weather Channel says it's going to be a high of 47.
Okay.
Did you hear that, Steve-O?
Yeah, and Apple says 48, but then my... See, here's the deal, bruh. The app I use is local, all right? So it's none of this crazy national Apple app or the weather app.
Why would you trust that?
It's a local app that says, hey, I got you, boy. I'm actually here in yo city, kicking it.
Dumb.
You know what I'm really excited for this morning?
What?
Ow! Super Blow.
Yes!
Well,
I forgot about that.
No, we're doing it.
No, we can't.
We're
doing it without Buck.
You know?
Are you sure?
I wanted to do it all this week, but I'm thinking, it'll be cool. Friday, Buck's coming in. Yeah, it'll be like old times, and can't wait
for
Friday.
My
oh, my goodness.
I'm going to save it.
Yeah, he's not going to be here.
Oh.
So we're going to do Super Blow coming up this morning. So here's the deal. If you want to be a part of Super Blow, you have to message us or email us. You can email us at studio@star88.fm. studio@star88.fm. Or message us on Facebook, and you have to be at home. You have to have two eggs, a Sharpie, and a microwave.
Wait, what if they're at work?
Well, I don't know.
Do we have a microwave?
Well, they might not have eggs.
That's true.
So those are the details. So if you want to be a part of it, we'll hook you up with some stuff if we pick you to be a part of Super Blow this morning. We're going to do it 7:30. We'll do our first round of Super Blow. But email us so that way we can, and give us your phone number too so we can contact you, so we can call you. So that's what we need.
I just found the saddest story. Can we start off the morning with the saddest story?
Oh, no, but it's Friday!
No. Guys, in San Diego, land of Dex.
Love that place.
A starving sea lion pup has been rescued after finding its way into the booth of a fancy San Diego restaurant. Experts at SeaWorld were called Thursday morning to the Marine Room, an oceanfront restaurant in La Jolla. Rescuers found an eight-month-old female pup asleep in a dining booth.
Oh.
It was severely underweight and dehydrated.
Oh my goodness.
The pup was taken to SeaWorld's Animal Rescue Center, and experts are cautiously optimistic about her recovery because there's been a surge in sea lion mortality over the past year, with marine biologists collecting thousands of sick, starving, stranded, or dead little pups. So far this year, SeaWorld has rescued 47 sea lions and other marine mammals. Scientists say the animal's food supply has been affected by higher than normal ocean temperatures linked to El Nino.
Oh,
this little pup went up in a restaurant and said, "Will you please take care of me?"
Oh.
And curled up in a booth.
You guys ever seen The Golden Seal?
No.
It's a great movie. I recommend it. It's from
guys,
the 80s.
I can't watch stupid,
you know what this reminds
animal
me of?
Movies. I cry.
It really makes you think, though, because it's like, as much as, you know, people, we get disconnected from animals and whatnot, and everybody's like, "Oh, animals don't go to heaven," and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes, when things like this happens, or when things like this happen, it really makes you think, you know, the first job humanity was given by the Lord was to take care of everything that he had created, including the animals. And so when this happens, it just harkens back to that.
Mm-hmm.
It's like this little animal just last-ditch effort is like, "Well, maybe the people will take care of me."
Poor little guy.
That was the first job, and then they forgot about us with their cell phones.
You can see his rib cage.
It's real sad.
Poor guy. Well, last time I was in San Diego, it's probably three or four months ago, we went out fishing, and a couple seals, big sea lions, were following us in when we were coming into the bay. And they were huge. You could tell they were obese because of all the fishermen that just would throw in, you know, the leftover sardines they had to get rid of.
Mm-hmm.
And they were just, just these fat, obese sea lions.
And they were going,
Man, they were cute. I wanted to jump in the water and swim with them.
They would have eaten you.
Probably would
have. It's a sea lion for a
reason.
That's
probably why they were so big. They probably had human beings inside of them. I really hope not.
That's terrifying.
And they don't eat humans.
No, they don't.
But they bite, and it hurts.
But you know what eats them? Great white sharks.
Mm-hmm.
Food chain.
Oh, they love sea lions.
They really do. So anyway, guys.
Save the seals.
Save the seals. And we, in celebration of Swarf coming in, we thought we'd kick it off with the saddest animal story we could find, and now we have a phone call. We should see what they have to say. Maybe they have animal stories. Hello?
Good morning.
Hey.
Good morning.
So later on, I'm asking you if you would broadcast a message for me.
Yeah.
If you can. Well, sorry. My school's having a car wash on Candelaria on the AutoZone by Walmart.
Are we allowed to do this?
It's a public school thing, so yeah.
Okay. Oh, here's the deal. Just to put this out there to everybody else, I'm going to let you have your time here. But everybody else, if we give...
We're non-commercial.
I know. If we let you do it, then everybody's going to be calling in all the time, and it's going to be interrupting the show. But because we love you, and, you know, I've never really told everybody the rules, I'm going to let you have this time. So you go ahead.
Okay. So the car wash is tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
From 8:30 to 2:00.
Okay.
And it's for a student who had his house burned down, and we're raising money for him.
That's awful.
Yeah,
we're raising money for him for
what
student council. Student council's raising money for him.
Good job, student council.
I love what you guys are doing.
Hey,
except
for real,
this
though.
Just became commercial because it's no longer for the school. It's for like a commercial.
Oh,
yeah.
Man.
Yeah, so now we have to press our dump button over there.
Well, thank you for calling in, okay? I hope everything works out.
All right.
You guys are doing some great things.
Later.
Keep it up. By the way, we have a couple emails to read this morning.
We do.
You don't want to miss these.
Fan mail for Dex.
I'm all about them. I'm all about the feedback, what you guys think of the new morning show, and... people are writing in, telling us what they think. We're going to read some letters coming up. Please email us if you guys want to give us your opinions on what you think of the new show.
And speaking of email, to our last caller, and anybody that might be doing something along those lines, if you are doing a fundraiser for a person, an individual, or a business, we cannot talk about it because we are non-com.
Yeah.
Even if it's a great thing, even if somebody's house burned down, or a loved one was in a car wreck, or some crazy, crazy thing like that, we can't legally talk about it because of FCC regulations, and we could get fined crazy amounts of money.
Yep.
But what you can do is you can email studio@star88.fm. We have something called The Wire. If it's a free event, or if it's not, like I said, if it's a fundraiser, then we can post about it on social media. We can do anything we want on the internet. So do it that way. Don't call in again, fella. But we appreciate what you were trying to do. That was really sweet.
Yeah.
But we legally we kind of have our hands tied.
Yeah.
Just for everybody out there.
Yeah, and then like I said before too, if it doesn't break those non-com rules, just email us or hit us up on Facebook with all the details, and we'll see if we can share it. And you know, if we open up the lines just to say, hey, anybody can, it's just, yeah, we wouldn't have a show.
True.
You know what I'm saying?
Quite true.
It's true. Everybody's raising money for themselves.
Exactly.
Speaking of, I will be raising money on this.
Oh my gosh. He's doing it. Dex, he's doing it.
Oh no.
Him and Buck are best friends now.
Yeah,
they're both trying to build a legacy.
You need more money for your kids for baseball.
For baseball,
you?
Gosh. Oh,
guys, I've posted.
It's ridiculous.
I have posted the Friday morning invasion motivational meme because I remembered to do it.
Good.
Yes.
I love those.
It's up on Facebook. Go check it out. It'll help you get your weekend started off. I'm not going to tell you what it is.
Speaking of your Friday morning motivational, coming
meme.
Up.
What do you got, Steve-O?
I've got the story of one husband who lost his wife, only to find her again at her funeral?
What?
Yeah, okay.
Dude.
Oh, my goodness.
This story is insane.
It sounds like my plan B.
Imagine that, dude. You're at your wife's funeral.
And she shows up?
And your wife shows up.
Man, that sounds like the ultimate thing a wife would do.
Oh, right?
Just to see who loved her.
Just you wait.
To jail.
No!
She goes to jail, too. Friend.
Oh, side note, somebody definitely went to jail.
Oh, my gosh.
We're going to talk about
prophecies
it.
Prophecies are they're being fulfilled.
The single craziest story I've read in the last 5 minutes.
Good. We got some Super Bowl stuff.
Super
I know Steve-O has some of that for you this morning.
Absolutely.
The internet's making you dumber, and scientists have figured out why.
Oh, no.
We'll throw some science on you this morning. Who has more fans, the Panther fans or Bronco fans?
Teo.
I feel like I have an answer, but I'm going to save it for radio.
Okay. There's also this this guy who has a copy of Super Bowl I.
Super Bowl.
And the NFL is trying to buy it from him, and they are lowballing this guy.
Really?
I feel really bad.
What do you, he's got it on VHS?
Yeah.
I guess 50 years ago, it probably wasn't VHS yet, was it?
I didn't get to read the whole story yet. What I think happened is the husband had it. He was dying, and he told the wife, I need you to keep this locked up. And when it's time, I need you to sell it for the kids to go to college.
Aww.
I think that's what it's about. So
that's cool.
She's trying to do that, and the NFL is lowballing.
Hey, if Bernie Sanders gets elected, his kids won't have to pay for college, am I right?
Nice.
Because we'll all be paying for it. Woo!
Feel the burn, Steve-O.
You can't say that.
Yeah, you can't talk about it.
But
now we know who your favorite is.
Yeah.
I have a good news update on that retired cop from Ohio who wanted to adopt the canine unit.
Yes!
The dog, I got an update!
Oh, dude.
I got an update!
Oh, well, perfect. We got Josette coming in, so we got some dog adoption stories.
Stories,
oh, man.
Yeah.
All right, 338-3700. Get your phone calls coming up. Teo's got some more news for you.
News.
It's Friday. Good morning, everyone. We'll be back.
The Morning Invasion on Star 88.
We'll be back right after these important messages.
It's time for the Morning Invasion. Here's Dex, Steve-O, and Teo on Star 88.
I may have some news for you.
Big news.
Stand by.
Maurice White, the founder of Earth, Wind, and Fire, dead at 74.
Tough crowd for Donald Trump when a woman said immigrants do jobs no one else wants to do.
Who told you to be here, Bernie?
Debate for Democratic presidential candidates Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders at the University of New Hampshire.
President Obama enjoying some lighter moments at one point with the NBA champs.
That's a pretty good shooter.
Beaming NBA superstar Steph Curry standing behind him along with the rest of the Golden State Warriors.
Police find six bodies in a home in Chicago.
More Zika cases confirmed in Florida.
Today, Florida has 12 Zika cases. All of them are travel related.
Governor Rick Scott expanding a health emergency order to a fifth county that includes Fort Lauderdale.
Subway's $5 foot-long sandwich is now $6.
British Prime Minister David Cameron just announcing over $10 billion raised at an international conference for victims of Syria's civil war.
We will stand with you and we will support you for as long as it takes.
Good morning. Friday. It's football time.
I like football.
I know you do. I know you do. You ready for football?
Ow!
You ready?
I love sports holiday.
I love football.
Sports holiday.
Do you think you're playing football? Do you think you're playing football?
Who is that man yelling at me?
No idea.
It's football man.
Football man?
Yeah.
It is 6:35.
High today of 48 degrees.
338-3700. It's our phone number. We've got a big show planned for you guys this morning.
No.
We have Super Blow. We're going to predict the Super Bowl.
Oh, yeah.
Who's going to win the Super Bowl? We're going to do it. We need you guys, if you're listening right now and you're at home, you're going to be home around 7:30 this morning, email us, studio@star88.fm, or you can message us on Facebook. Let us know that you want to do Super Blow with us.
Boop.
We just need, you need two eggs, a Sharpie, and a microwave. That's it. That's all you need. Not asking for much out there.
Yeah.
But we're going to do it coming up at 7:30. So email us if you want to be a part of it, and we're going to hook you up with something really amazing. Sweet Bible or something.
Sweet Bible.
Right? Am I right, guys?
Maybe some paper towels.
Some paper towels.
They will be absorbent, and it will be a large roll.
Yes!
It's not that big a deal. It really isn't.
You want to go to traffic?
Oh, excited? Yeah. Let's do it. Traffic.
Here's your traffic update.
There are no accidents to report right now, but there is a lot of road construction in this city. In our fair city, we call the Kirky. Albuquerque. Anyway, be careful this morning. Like I said, nothing to report right now, but be careful.
Do you think you're playing football? Do you think you're playing football?
Yeah, I do.
Man, I don't like that yelling guy. You're going to have to get rid of that. He's making me uncomfortable.
Come on.
It's too early for that stuff.
Let's do some more headlines, and Steve-O's got some stuff.
Oh, dude.
Steve-O has stuff.
I've got a bunch of stuff.
He's got the story of stories over there.
I can't wait. We'll do that at 7.
Okay, yeah. It's a pretty big story.
This is a big story.
Do you think you're playing football? Do you think you're playing this?
That was you.
That was me. Did you not know that was me?
I knew it was you the whole time. I don't like it.
Sorry.
Nobody yells at me this early
in
the morning.
I'm sorry. Yeah, it's way too early.
X Games BMX champ Dave Mira is dead of an apparent suicide.
Oh, man. Did he host some stuff on MTV for a long time?
I think he did. Yeah, there was some show. I was reading about it last night.
Maybe he did the BMX, Road Rules Challenge or something?
He was the king of X Games for a while. He had his own video game, PlayStation 1 throwback.
He has like 20-something gold medals from
he's
the
a dude.
X Games. Dave Mira, host. Let me look. He did host something.
And he shot himself?
It's unbelievable.
Former host of MTV's Real World Road Rules Challenge.
I might have watched that back in the day.
Dude, it's Dave Mira.
Yeah.
I've rocked his video game.
Mm-hmm. That stinks. Also, former pro wrestler Axel Rotten is dead at 44.
What?
He was big in the ECW.
Don't remember that.
In the 90s. No word on cause of death. Also, what was his last name?
From Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Oh, yeah.
Singer and founder
of the 74.
Band.
I haven't had a
I know, I don't want to be
passed
all that, but 74. Okay, when you're in your 40s.
Maurice White.
John Bunch passed away this week. 45.
Mm-hmm.
tired of young people dying.
There's a lot of death this year so far. Seems like more than usual, right?
Yeah.
For all you Earth, Wind, and Fire fans out there.
Yeah.
He was suffering from Parkinson's disease. He revealed that he had Parkinson's in the year 2000, but he was showing symptoms back in the 80s. He stopped touring with the band in 95. And we lost him this week, and that's really sad.
That is sad.
William Shatner still wants to be in a Star Trek movie. He says, quote, "I would play an old Captain Kirk, absolutely. Time goes on, but time bends as well. There's so many things you could do."
Ooh.
Well, it's his fault he wasn't in the other one. Because right? They approached him to be in the first one.
He said no?
And he said no. And then they approached him to be in the second one. And he said no. So you know what happened? He thought to himself, "Oh, man, I need some money."
No, not him. He's got all that... That
Comic-Con money?
Insurance money.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
The commercial he does for... what is it, the airline he does?
I don't know what it is.
I can't say that.
I don't know what he does.
He makes a lot of money.
According to a new study, exercising like crazy doesn't actually make you shed a ton of weight. Moderate exercise, like walking a few miles, is good, but then your metabolism starts to compensate. So you don't end up burning that many extra calories.
Oh, really?
Yep.
But I like walking. I like power walking.
I know you do.
Power walking?
Sometimes Dex isn't going to show up on our show, and we're going to have to go drag him out of a mall somewhere.
Yeah.
Power walking, dude, with the elderly. Walking.
That is the way to do it right
Power
there.
Power walk 5,000.
Yeah, I love going to the mall and seeing those senior citizens just going. They're power walking.
No, I know.
They're
I used power. To work at a mall, bro.
They're going to town, man.
I was a store manager of a shop in Windrock Mall back in the day.
And it didn't change because when I worked at Forever 21, same.
Yeah.
And especially when they're you work there. At like a destination mall like Opry Mills in Nashville. Man, there's a lot of power walkers and they got plenty of room.
Heck yeah.
It's pretty nuts. Here's a clip. Are you ready? Did you put this one in the computer
sure
or is this just
so.
Another tease?
I don't know.
Dave Grohl said Kurt Cobain's death taught him don't do heroin.
What was the thing that you, or were there a few things that were like, I'm definitely not repeating that?
Definitely not going to do heroin. There's just some things that,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
I mean, unfortunately, Nirvana became too big too quick. You know, bands are like families that go through uncomfortable growing pains. And if it happens all at once, it's just too much to handle. I got lucky because when the band got popular, if I ever felt overwhelmed with what was going on, I would just go back to Virginia and sleep in the bed that I slept in when I was 5 years old and have barbecues with my friends from fourth grade and...
Did you guys ever see that documentary Montage of Heck? Montage of Heck, yeah. Right?
I have not seen
so
it yet.
So good. It was really good. And it's such a sad story about Kurt Cobain. And
yeah, for those, it's a documentary on last year. Oh, it's his whole life, really, right, of Kurt Cobain. I saw the trailer, and I don't know if I could do it yet, man. That's still, it sounds dumb, but that's still actually affects me. I think anytime a suicide happens, like this morning we read that, or last night, with Dave Mirra, and it was just those greatly affect me. It's difficult to fathom,
It is
being in that deep dark pit of despair so greatly that that you decide to call it a day.
No
because
doubt,
that's
though.
Not the end.
He
you
probably
know?
Would have. He'd probably still be alive if it wasn't for heroin.
Man, yeah, and that's what really that. I came up in that era, and so Nirvana was the band that changed my world musically, and so that's,
And it's so sad, too, when the high school's here, and even in junior high, heroin is taking over the schools, which is so sad. And if you're listening right now and you are struggling with that, if you're getting pressured to... try it, please don't even try it once.
Man, yeah,
you're gonna be hooked.
Yeah, there's not a point to it because you're gonna get like one good escape and then you're gonna spend the rest of your life trying to get that back.
Yep,
which is essentially what you're doing right now. So there's no point in introducing heroin into it or any other drug for that matter.
Yeah, it blows my mind to think that there are kids that young that are doing a drug like heroin.
Right.
That is.
It makes me so worried. I got a little baby, you know? So, like, what is this world going to be like in 10 or 15 years when he's a teenager dealing with stuff? It's like, how do I make him understand that he doesn't need that stuff to get through life?
Yeah.
That everybody deals with these things. And I just don't understand why some people choose, you know, and not trying to sound judgmental or anything, because we're all trying to fix that hole inside of us, is that sometimes people realize, oh, wait, I'm not going to be able to fix this with anything but Jesus. And then some people don't, you know? And I just don't understand why some people just don't under, like, they, where does, how does that happen? How do I, as a parent of this little baby man, help him understand that none of those things is going to be the answer?
What I think it is as a parent, we have to always be there for our kids, no matter what. We never turn our backs on our kids. We love them unconditionally. Mm-hmm. They have to know that no matter what they do in life, that they can always run to mom and dad, and they'll always have a safe place. And I think there's a lot of kids out there that are mad at their parents. Maybe they don't have a father anymore. They have a broken home, mm-hmm. and they're just mad at life, and they're dealing with so many different feelings and issues inside that they want to numb the pain.
Yeah. Yep.
And that's how they get hooked. Man. They want to take away that hurt, and that's why you see a lot of kids cutting themselves. Because they want to relieve that pain. The pain on the inside is worse than cutting yourself. Mm-hmm. That's insane to me.
I want to throw out a website out there, healingaddictionnm.org.
Nice.
The HAC Healing Addiction in our community. They're a fantastic organization here in Albuquerque. The story behind how they got started is pretty crazy, but I'll tell you, man, we've had them on before in the past on the station, and so if you're dealing with something, maybe you don't want to talk to your parents, maybe you're a teenager and you're going through it, and you just, you know, maybe you're in your 20s, you don't feel like you have anybody, healingaddictionnewmexico.org. They are local, they're here in Albuquerque, and I can't fathom getting to that place of wanting to call it a day, but I can fathom being in a place of deep, dark despair. My family suffered with depression for years, and I have family members who still suffer with that, who are on medication for it. And so because of that, I can see, I think the simple Christian answer, if you will, mm-hmm. is Christ, because we talk about this greatly, and it's not a cookie cutter, you know, Christianese answer. It's the truth, because as we said yesterday when we're talking about why we choose, well, anything, any idol that we put in our life, it's because we're trying to fill a hole, mm-hmm. a hole that God actually placed there, because it says in Scripture that He wrote eternity in our hearts. I mean, we have this desire, this longing for something more, something greater. And when the temporary highs of the world, when the relationships of the world, when the job of the world, when the whatever it is of the world, the highs of the world don't satisfy you, you're going to keep searching. Unfortunately, most people turn to something mm-hmm. to shut it off because they can't find it. Yeah.
Good morning.
Good morning, guys.
Morning.
Hey, this is a real touchy subject for me as well. Steve O'Mateo probably know. I was addicted to meth, alcohol, and weed for 13 years. Since I was 13 years old, man.
Dang.
The only way I got out of it, I never knew God at all. I didn't. I just believed we lived in hell, and that was it. You know, I had this weird way of thinking. But, yeah, to the kids out there, man, it's not worth it. You waste your time. And I'm catching up now, man. I should be having a career right now. I should be 15 years into a career. Mm-hmm. And I stress that to my kids so much. And my kids are so good. They're like total opposite, man. And my son went through it with us. We went through hotels after hotels, homeless. Nobody wanted us around. My mom took custody of the kids finally. I came out here to a rehab, and I've been good for 10 years, man.
That's incredible.
That's really cool.
I never knew this story, bro. Yeah, we knew that you had dealt with stuff, but you never went into like detail.
Oh, yeah, no, we were homeless. We were living in hotels. We had hotels where there's community showers. We had to wear our shower shoes. We were drug addicts that filled the hotel. That's all that hotel was, man.
Wow.
And it was nuts, man. And my son went through it a lot with me. He was kind of part of, he was like six, four, five, six when he started kind of seeing, you know, dad was never around. And me and my wife were both addicted. And my wife went through a rehab, a Christian rehab for a while. And I went a year, she went 6 months, and that totally 180'd us, man. When you get to know God and get to know how good he is and his grace, there's nothing that can...
How old is your son now?
What's that?
How old is your son now?
My son is 17.
How is he doing? Did that affect him?
Oh, my God. Both of my kids are homebodies. They have a few friends that, you know, we did background checks on. No. But no, dude, my son, he's super intelligent, man. He's English and writing. He doesn't go out and hang out with his friends. I mean, when I was a kid, my mom and dad got divorced when I was about 5 or 6. I've never seen him hug. I've never seen him kiss. Mm. I just remember bouncing back and forth to my mom and dad. And going with my dad's side of the family, that's where, you know, I had a lot of cousins and a lot of stuff. And you know, I don't blame my cousin, you know, but, I mean, 13 years old, he offered me, you know, a line of cement, you know.
Wow.
And that was it, man. That's all it took, yep. You know.
And I was
gone, man. But my kids are totally, totally not like how I was as a kid, because my mom worked 2 jobs. I was always by myself.
Yep.
I was, you know, I had all my friends at my house, or I was gone for days. My mom couldn't find me. It was a roller coaster that you do not want to ride.
Man. What an incredible testimony, though, and a testament to God's restorative power, his redemptive power, and to hear that your son is like a rock star is incredible. That's my hope and prayer for my kids.
And I can't believe how you say, like, Dave Mira, you know.
Yeah,
you know,
dude.
He has a Netflix movie, like a documentary. And he's the one with the long hair, the big sky high guy, right?
I don't think he had long hair. He had shaved.
Well, maybe he did back in the day.
I mean, he was like the BMX dude.
Yes, he was.
There's a documentary on Netflix, and I watched it about 5 months ago. And you know, he battled a lot of injuries. He went through a lot of pain and stuff, and just to kill yourself, man. You know, because I've had thoughts like that. You know, when we were living in hotels, I was like, dude, I'm just running my family in the ground. Yeah. What am I doing? They'll be better off without me.
Mm.
You know, but, you know, thank God that, you know, that God, you know, stepped in when he did, you know, and it was a Holy Ghost setup, man.
Holy Ghost setup.
Thanks for sharing that, man. Thank you so much,
Pool Boy. I can't wait to hang out with you, man. I cannot wait.
Hey, Dick, double cheeseburger.
All right, buddy.
No onions.
I don't get that. What is that a reference to?
He keeps telling him he's going to bring him food, but he's only going to bring him, like, the cheap food from the dollar menu.
I told him I wanted only steakhouse food or buffets, and he said, double cheeseburger.
That's
what you get, Dex.
Any more headlines you want to share?
Yeah, here's something. I know my boy Steve-O posted his thing yesterday. Facebook invented Friends Day, and it's giving everyone a custom video to celebrate. Now, I had no idea about this, but Facebook invented Friends Day.
Facebook is a joke.
Thank you, Cleveland. Or rather, happy arbitrary fake holiday Facebook just spontaneously made up to celebrate its own birthday.
Heck yeah, and I posted my video last night if you'd like to see it. It was pretty good if I did say so myself. Most of my photos were with Teo.
I was going to post mine, but it said, you know, at the beginning it was like, and here are some of your friends. A couple of them were people that I haven't talked to in months.
Yeah. See, and that's why I posted mine, because it was like...
It randomly picks things from your page, and you never know what it's going to pick.
It randomly picked, like... Oh, these are all actually my good friends. Mm-hmm. It was like my wife, Mitch, Celeste, you,
yours was
Joey.
Good.
And I was like, this is great.
I watched mine and I was like, oh, I wonder how they're doing. And then I thought, I'm not posting this video. Because then the other person's going to be like, what? What? We're not even... How are you? You know, right. So I decided not to. But anyway, in honor of entering its sunset year of adolescence, Facebook rolled out Friends Day videos, 1-minute compilations that take a walk down your photo memory lane with melodic music and anonymous hands placing snapshots of your life on Facebook on top of a blank white space. These new clips are not as melancholy or nostalgic as Facebook's previous user videos, but they're still aimed at tugging your heartstrings.
According to your Facebook page, we aren't friends.
Well, that's okay with me.
Oh, man, I didn't know this. You can edit your video and choose which photos you want to include.
What? But at least in this person who wrote this is personal experience, Facebook did a decent job of selecting frequently messaged friends and showing photos of positive experiences and comments from your birthday.
Oh, I didn't edit mine at all. That was just how they did it. I didn't know you could do anything.
Okay, here it is. Of course, the algorithm might trip up and show you someone or something you don't want to see, which is why that edit feature exists to begin with.
Yeah.
That's probably for people that were like, they broke up with somebody recently. They're like, oh, thanks, Facebook. Friends Day.
More news coming up. Steve-O's got a great story to share when we come back after 7.
And speaking of Facebook and friends, who has more friends, Panther fans or Bronco fans?
Ew.
Yeah.
Good morning, everyone. We'll be back.
Stay tuned. The Morning Invasion is coming back.
Hey, this is Teo from The Morning Invasion. Listen, I know you're hearing this podcast and you are, number one, blown away, and number two, asking yourself, how can I get in on that Morning Invasion action? Well, all you have to do is shoot us an email, radio@star88.fm. We're going to hook it up. You're going to become the Morning Invasion podcast sponsor. Your name's going to be in lights. It's going to be all over the internet, and you will finally find a way to connect with those crazy millennials. radio@star88.fm.
It's time for the Morning Invasion. Here's Dex, Steve-O, and Teo.
I'll never forget it. I'll never forget the sound.
It's magic.
On Star 88.
Super Bowl 50.
We've got the most prolific offense in the National Football League, and the Carolina Panthers up against the number one defense in the National Football League.
Rock and roll!
Are you ready for some football?
Let's jam!
Denver and Carolina.
Let's rumble!
Peyton Manning going back.
We've got a quarterback who I really believe is just beginning to hit his prime in Cam Newton.
The Super Bowl is so much more than just a football game these days. It's America's unofficial holiday.
Two former number one picks at quarterback.
A few things that you can always expect during Super Bowl week. Lots of parties.
The Carolina Panthers, they lead the league in scoring going against the number one defense.
Party!
Football.
Why didn't we call Solomon's Porch?
That's a good question, Tail.
I don't know.
We need our burritos.
It's because you guys are too distracted by sports holiday to think.
Sorry.
We're actually distracted by our baking our friend's Facebook video for Friends Day.
This is stupid! Nobody can see my post except Teo! Oh, yeah. And I don't know why!
Probably because I'm in the video.
But...
good morning, everybody. Super Bowl Sunday. Excited for Steve-O's party. It's a private party.
Private. Private event.
So I want to make that clear. It's private.
It's an A and B party, so you can see your way out of it. I'm all right.
If you didn't get your laminate, you can't come.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
It is 7:05.
High today at 48 degrees.
Love it. Warm it up. What's the weekend look like?
Weekend's looking pretty good. I think
full
it might.
Forecast Friday. Can we have that?
Please? Oh, my gosh.
Full disclosure Friday got canceled.
I totally forgot about multiple things. Oh, yeah. Full disclosure Friday got canceled.
Can I have the full forecast, please?
Don't give it to me.
Guys, blew it. Blew it.
No full forecast?
Started full forecast Friday, and it lasted, one Friday.
The last Friday.
Uh-oh. You know what? My updated app is making it worse, guys.
Uh-oh. What's it say now?
Now, the super handy-dandy national one is saying it's only 46 degrees. So I'm going to go back to my local one that's still at 42, and it's been at 42 all day.
Mm-hmm.
Full forecast?
Let's hear it.
I need like the...
No, you gotta go, man. Just go.
All right.
High today of 42 degrees, mostly sunny, highs in the upper 30s, lower 40s. North winds 10 to 20 miles per hour. Over the weekend, we're going to see the sun rise a little earlier, going to get a little warmer, high of 47 on Saturday. Then again, Sunday, even warmer for the big Super Bowl, 52 degrees. That's right, breaking into the 50s before it heads into next week, where we'll actually see some 60s, my friend.
Ooh.
What is the high projected for next Thursday night when we have the House of Heroes show?
63 degrees.
I want everybody to come to that show. The end.
He'll be there. I'll be there.
It's because Colin is a ray of sunshine.
Colin is
in and
wonderful.
Of himself. It's going to be 20 degrees warmer when he is here.
Colin is wonderful. Tim
if
is majestic.
Only in my heart.
And Nuke is a mountain.
All right, we're going to get into an epic story. Steve-O said he stumbled upon an epic story. We're going to share that here in a second. But first, let's read some emails.
Yeah, we got some fan letters. I wish we still had the, ooh, send your letter.
Yeah. Do we have that?
Fan mail.
I mean,
fan mail for Dex. Now, one fan mail is on Facebook. You can always post your thoughts on our Facebook so everyone else will see what you have to say, because that's what it's really about. I'm sure, for you, on Facebook. Or you can email us anonymously, which is kind of what this person did. It's an anonymous email.
Can't wait to hear it.
I want to share that my family no longer listens in the morning since it has become the morning invasion.
Oh! Okay.
I do not feel that it's always family appropriate. I also feel obligated to share that my husband and I previously stopped listening to other radio shows because of staff... Now with the morning invasion.
Who do you think?
It's got to be Steven.
Steven Christian?
They sent this yesterday.
Mm. Oh, you know what?
What?
Beenix used to do a program at K-Wave with Pastor Chuck Smith.
But Beenix wasn't here yesterday.
But he was here for the beginning of the morning invasion.
Beenix was? Don't swallow on the microphone.
Hold on.
So long as this particular staff member is on the air, my family will not be listening until the later morning.
Huh.
So they like Daniel.
They like...
So it has to be somebody on this show.
Who are they talking
about? It's got to be Steven.
I feel like that's a good...
It can't be the three of us.
Well, no, obviously.
Maybe they saw a picture of Steven's pompadour and got offended.
Ooh, yeah.
It's me, guys.
They're talking about me, all right?
Wait, come on.
Well, let me read a rebuttal.
Oh.
Loving the morning invasion. This comes to us from a guy named Daniel who posted publicly on Facebook, so I can say his name.
Good.
Loving the morning invasion. Used to listen to Dex on the Edge and was always on the edge wondering how far the envelope was going to be pushed.
Okay.
Now I'm in a comfortable, uplifting place on the morning drive. I would listen to Buck and Dex because you could tell they were real deal Christian men, but some of the things aired were quite conflicting and risque.
Not really?
Yeah, Jeter's Hotel, man. And those times you would cuss people out.
And we'd never do that.
Okay.
I like Star 88 much better because you guys are keeping it real and topical, but with a Christian perspective that I don't have to stop and think, maybe I shouldn't have heard that. By the way, I've heard a few of my grandmother's hymns on there, and that's okay.
Wow.
That's nice. Thank you.
So for every negative one, you're going to get a bunch of positives.
You know, and I'm okay with the negative, too. The negative is fine. It's fine. I'm usually only depressed for a couple days, and then I feel better. It's okay.
Good. Also, our friend Bill Peterson put up something that says, to Steve-O, just an FYI, 10 ways to be the worst worship musician ever.
Oh.
He put a picture of you playing the guitar here. And
that's pretty cool.
He said... Saw some of this action at Knob Hill.
Wow.
Is that really Steve-O?
No. Yes.
That looks like
it is.
No, it is not.
That's Steve-O.
Is that the boss?
If you guys have ever wondered what Steve-O looks like, it looks like Matt Hoops.
Does it?
Oh, yeah.
It's not Matt Hoops.
It does look like it.
Because he doesn't have that guitar. Mm. He would never have that guitar.
Okay.
Send your emails, send your messages. You can Facebook us, please.
We love fan mail.
Anything you want to say? If it's a negative, we will take it way more seriously when it's not anonymous. Do you know what I mean? If you can't stand by your conviction and say, hey, man, these are my thoughts and opinions, and I'd love to talk them over with you, we kind of don't care and don't want to hear them.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
Mm.
Stand by your man.
Stand by.
I understand.
That's what that email person was doing. They were standing by their man.
Yeah.
They said, my husband and I will not be listening.
Well... I've gotten some great feedback from my old listeners, some listeners that followed me over here, and they all seem to be very happy. Mm. The Star 88 listeners,
pew, pew.
There's been they've been very welcoming as well, but there's been a few, like we just heard, that are very
Hey, but for every 10 negatives, there's one positive. Hey, you know, so that's good, man.
I get it.
Oh, that's okay.
Fan mail.
Fan mail. Thanks, everybody.
Thank you.
All right. We need a fan mail song.
Guys, we need an uplifting, wonderful story in this moment. Am I right?
Yes. All right. Good news? I'm so sad.
Who likes good news? Yeah.
Good news, everyone.
Good news, everyone.
Good news is stuttering.
Noella Rucundo sat in a car outside her home, watching as mourners filed out of a funeral.
Not good news.
Her funeral. Finally, she spotted the man she'd been waiting to see. It was her husband. She stepped out of the car, rushed up to her husband, and put his hands on his head in horror and said, "Is it my eyes? Is it a ghost?" To which he said, quote, "Surprise, I'm still alive," end quote. Like Quentin Tarantino movie, that's the ending.
I think you need to play dramatic music.
Yeah, I think you need to rewind and go back to the very beginning because I don't understand what's happening.
Okay. I need more dramatic music, please.
It's coming, buddy.
Ooh. Noella Rucundo. She'd been married 10 years. She was in a great marriage. Her husband, the man of her dreams. However, things started to go awry. Bad things were happening. In fact, she had a death in the family. Her stepmother had died. The service left her saddened, stressed out. She retreated to a hotel in Bujumbura, the capital of Burundi.
Okay.
Did you make that up?
Yeah.
Is this from a storybook?
They're from Melbourne, Australia, by the way.
Oh, okay.
So, forgive me when I say things really wrong. She laid down in bed, and her husband called, and he said, quote, "Hey, you should go outside for some fresh air," end quote. So she said, "Okay, I will." But the second she stepped outside of her hotel room, a man charged forward, pointing a gun right at her head, and said, "Don't scream! If you start screaming, I will shoot you. They're going to catch me, but you will already be dead."
Oh, wow.
End quote. She was obviously terrified, did as she was told, ushered into a car, blindfolded, couldn't see where she was being taken. After 30 or 40 minutes, the car came to a stop, and she was pushed into a building and tied to a chair. She could hear male voices, she told ABC News. One of them said, "You, woman! What did you do for this man to pay us to kill you?" "What are you talking about?" she said. "Your husband! He has sent us to kill you."
Can you do it in an Australian accent?
No, because this was in, like, Cucamonga. Oh, okay. This was, like, in the homeland, okay?
I'm the captain now.
Yeah.
Oh, no, my music is over.
Gosh, dude, are you kidding me?
Loop it.
There's so much more drama to this, my bro.
All right, pause. Quick update.
Yeah.
What has happened?
The wife was in a hotel room. The husband called and said, "Hey, you should go outside for some fresh air." She went outside. Dude bum rushed her with a gun.
Kidnapped her,
tied her to a chair. How did you not get that from the super dramatic story I was just telling?
We got an update for the listeners.
Oh, okay.
Remember, cool. During cat fiasco the other day, people were tuning in going, "What is happening?"
Okay. So she's tied to this chair and they said, "Why does your husband want you dead?" And she said, "You're lying. My husband is a great man.
He loves me."
They begin laughing. "You fool."
Ooh.
That's actually a quote.
Whoa.
Yeah.
"You fool."
Yeah. There was a sound of a dial tone and a male voice came through the speakerphone. It was her husband's voice. "Is it done?
Kill her."
Oh, whoa.
Yeah, dude.
Can you imagine?
And Rucundo fainted.
Delayed.
Rightly so. Right? Rucundo. So they were like, "Well, crap. We can't kill her now. She'd have fainted." Hang up on the phone, right? Another flashback. She'd met her husband 11 years earlier, right after she arrived in Australia from Burundi, according to the BBC.
Let me find you.
Her husband was a recent refugee from the Democratic Republic of Congo, and they had the same social worker at the resettlement agency. They got hitched. They worked it out. He was in a sad place. In fact, he had been married once before, but a rebel army ransacked their village, killing his wife and son.
Jeez. Good grief.
Yeah, this is a crazy story. They fell in love. They spoke Swahili. It was awesome. So
she, well, according to her, she thought the marriage was great. She loved her husband. She thought he loved her.
Yeah. So fast forward 10 years of marriage. She comes to. Still tied to the chair. Still fainted.
Man, this is like a Tarantino movie.
Kidnappers are still standing there. And they said,
"We are not going to kill you.
Oh.
We do not believe in killing women. Also, we know your brother."
Oh.
That's actually real. That's
Brian,
a real
Brian. Brian, he's my best friend.
So here's what they said.
I love Brian.
"We are keeping your husband's money. We will tell him that you are dead." After 2 days, they set her free on the side of a road. Where is my dramatic music?
Sorry, it's I ran true. Out it's again. True.
Gosh, Dex, you have one job.
My bad. I was into the story.
It is dramatic, everyone.
2 days later, they set her free on the side of a road, but not before giving her a cell phone, recordings of the phone conversations with the husband, and the receipt for the $7,000 in Australian dollars that they received in payment.
So they were trying to send this dude up the river. Because
this is what they
said.
Quote, "We want you to go back to tell other stupid women like you what has happened here."
Stupid?
End quote. Then the gang members drove away. So she was obviously shaken.
Gosh.
She's alive.
Yeah.
Determined. So she plotted out her next move. She sought the help from the Kenyan and Belgian embassies to return to Australia. Unknown. She then went straight to her church and told her pastor, "Hey, this just happened. What do we do?" He said, "Oh, I got you, girl." Not in so many words. Because they're in Melbourne, so at this point I gotta change the accent. "Oi, I got you, girl."
"I got you."
Yeah! He's Australian. Meanwhile, her husband had told everyone, "Oh my gosh, she was in some tragic accident. We don't know. No body. So, funeral. Everybody's mourning. Everybody's sad. It's a depressing time because, well, it's her funeral." But she was quietly waiting. Waiting inside of a car with blacked out windows. Waiting for the right moment to strike.
Nice.
And struck she did. She had told the police, she had told everyone, "Hey, this man ordered me to be killed. Here's all of the evidence, and here's how I want to do it." And being that she had been the victim of a crazy crime, the police, her pastor, and everyone said, "Oh, we on this girl." The husband walks out of the funeral. And she approaches him and said, "Surprise, dog, I'm alive!"
Dang, dude!
She probably didn't say it just like that, but...
"Surprise, dog, I'm alive!"
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I bet she didn't say that. That sounds dumb.
All right, so what happened? What did the husband do? What was his reaction?
Dude, he immediately grabbed her shoulder to make sure, because he thought she was a ghost. Like, he freaked out. He freaked out and, like, grabbed her and he said, "I felt like I was staring at a ghost." And he immediately hit his knees and started bawling, saying, "I'm sorry!
It's too late, buddy.
I am so sorry for everything I have done to you!"
It's too late.
Yeah. He wailed and started screaming, "I'm sorry for everything I have done, but it was too late."
Dang, dude.
"You have sailed this city."
Yeah man. Did.
Arrow to the chest!
Yeah!
Woo!
Wait, he got...
The green arrow didn't show up. Actually, the husband ultimately pleaded guilty and was sentenced to 9 years in prison for trying to murder his bride. Yeah.
Dang, dude! Yeah.
While you were reading this story, it made me think of... Did you remember the 90s movie Double Jeopardy?
Yes.
Yeah.
With Tommy Lee Jones, Ashley Judd.
Ashley Judd. I was going to say Sandra Bullock, but I was like, it wasn't Sandra Bullock. It was Ashley Judd. And I remember that.
And then there was another movie that came out recently, the Ben Affleck one, where the wife had staged...
Dude, Gone Girl!
Gone Girl!
Whoa!
Right? That kind of reminds me of that whole situation.
Mm-hmm.
That's a crazy story.
Yeah.
Is that real? You made that
Why do
up.
You think...
This is from the Washington Post, and I've corroborated with the BBC and ABC News because I did not think there was any way this was real. Washington. It's a totally real story.
What's the name of the story?
Why do you think the husband...
The title is...
Wanted to kill the wife.
Wife crashes her own funeral, horrifying her husband, who had paid to have her killed.
Oh, that's
did she
that's
have money?
Maybe a different title, but that's...
They had 8 kids, by the way. Side note.
I don't understand why he would want her dead.
It
doesn't make any sense.
It wasn't pertinent to the story. But,
guys,
8
that's
kids, bro.
Nuts.
8 kids.
That is a Lifetime movie come to life.
Yeah. Yeah.
If you will.
So, that's a good question. Like, why? What was his, I didn't really care about his side of the story. I just wanted to see the wife have justice.
And now, his story.
Yeah. I really want to know why, though. Why did he want
to
kill her?
This is what he said. Quote, sometimes the devil can come into someone to do something, but after they do it, they start thinking, why did I do that thing? He begged her for forgiveness, but, yeah.
Well,
I don't know. He pleaded guilty to the entire scheme, sentenced to 9 years in prison by a judge in Melbourne. Yeah. 8 kids, bro. It was premeditated, motivated by unfounded jealousy, anger, and a desire to punish her.
What? He says he was going to try to kill her because he thought she was going to leave him for another man.
Accusations she fully denies. Yeah.
That's terrible.
Yeah.
I'm glad. Well, you know what? That's a good ending. The guy got arrested. He's in jail. She's fine.
Yeah.
But very tragic, sad story.
Dude, check this out. Her trials are not yet over. Update.
Dun, dun, dun.
Wait! Dramatic music.
Dramatic music. Maybe Unsolved Mysteries.
Okay.
I really like Unsolved Mysteries.
He really
Mysteries.
Likes Unsolved Mysteries. Robert, can you do Robert Stack's voice, though, when you do
I
it?
Wish I could.
Oh, gosh. Update. I know.
I'll work on it.
Okay.
Her trials are not yet over. She told ABC she's gotten backlash from Melbourne's Congolese community for reporting the guy to the police. Someone left a threatening messages for her, I guess more than one, and she returned home one day to find her back door broken. She now has 8 children to raise alone and has asked the Department of Human Services to help her find a new place. She says lying at bed at night, her ex-husband's voice still comes to her, kill her, kill her. Every night I see what was happening in those 2 days with the kidnappers. And she says, despite all that, I will stand up like a strong woman. My situation, my past life, that is gone. I'm starting a new life.
Nice!
And then the credits roll, and you're like, yeah!
But there's kind of like...
I believe the children of you.
It's like the credits are rolling, and it's positive, but there's kind of like an ominous minor chord back there kind of going, but is it over? What do we call
it? Guys, that is a real life story.
This is going to be a movie. You know it's going to be a movie. It's got to be.
Directed
That's
by
nuts.
Daniel Lusco.
Oh.
Yeah.
What do we call
send
it?
Him the, send him the link.
What should we call the movie?
A Husband's Scorn.
No, it's Lifetime. That's too Lifetime.
Double Jeopardy.
That's already... Okay. That's copywritten.
Gone, baby. Gone.
Wait. Gone. I got it. You ready for this? Ghost Bride. The Return.
That's pretty good. Ghost Bride, because they thought she was dead, and then she showed up at the funeral again.
But we take the movie from the husband's point of view, and we set it up like he's a hero, and then the twist in the final act is all of the information comes to light, and he has been the villain the whole time.
That's like Gone Baby.
Oh my gosh, Gone Girl.
Gone Baby?
And we're not calling it Gone Baby.
Gone Baby?
Weirdo.
Yeah, because he always called her Baby.
Okay.
It was in the story. I love you, baby.
He said it one time.
He literally said it. He said kill her more than he said I love you, baby.
Yeah.
Well, that was her nickname. Gone, baby.
No.
You are terrible.
I think that's a great title.
Okay. No, that's a stupid
Ghost
title.
Baby's pretty good, too.
You have like one job.
Ghost Bride.
Teo and I are the storytellers. You literally facilitate the music in the background. You can't come up with a title.
Nice. Ghost
what do you mean
baby.
That's not nice? That's your job. That's your job. Come on, man. Who's really running
I think you could have done a little bit
who's
better on the story.
Who's really running this
You could have done a little bit better.
Oh, man.
Ghost Baby, because those things that go bump in the night aren't that cute at all. Dum, dum, dum!
Dude.
Oh, what a great story.
That is a great story. Just to quickly recap, this lady was married to this dude. They had 8 kids. She got kidnapped, but then in a twist of craziness, the guy that had paid for her to be kidnapped and killed was the husband. The kidnappers felt bad because they knew her brother. They gave her all the evidence she needed. She disappeared for a while with the help of her pastor, and then later at her own funeral, she popped up and they arrested the husband. He was shock and awed, but now she's got to raise those kids alone, and she's facing kind of criticism from the Congolese community for some weird reason.
What I take away from this story is the fact that I am so thankful to have a brother named Scotty who is terrifying because I feel like someday a gang is going to kidnap me and go, yeah, but we know your brother, Scotty. And I'll be like, yeah, you do.
Yeah, you do. Scotty will be like, yeah, bro, they know
me. That's what he gets for owning a pawn shop. Ow! He knows all the peoples in Albuquerque.
All right, here's the deal. We need somebody to play Super Blow.
Yeah!
We got to do it next, so you can call right now, 338-3700.
Super Blow.
We just need somebody to have a Sharpie or something to write on two eggs and a microwave. So you probably have to be at home. So two eggs, a microwave, something to write on those eggs. If you want to play around a Super Blow, call now, 338-3700, and we'll hook you guys up with some cool stuff. We have stuff, right?
Stuff. We got stuff.
Good. So let's do it. We're going to predict the winner of the Super Bowl when we come back.
We got to take a break, but fear not. The Morning Invasion will be right back.
I may have some news for you.
Big news.
Stand by.
Maurice White, the founder of Earth, Wind, and Fire, dead at 74.
Tough crowd for Donald Trump when a woman said immigrants do jobs no one else wants to do.
Who told you to be here, Bernie?
Debate for Democratic presidential candidates Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders at the University of New Hampshire.
President Obama enjoying some lighter moments at one point with the NBA champs.
That's a pretty good shooter.
Beaming NBA superstar Steph Curry standing behind him along with the rest of the Golden State Warriors.
Police find six bodies in a home in Chicago.
More Zika cases confirmed in Florida.
Today, Florida has 12 Zika cases. All of them are travel-related.
Governor Rick Scott expanding a health emergency order to a fifth county that includes Fort Lauderdale.
Subway's $5 foot-long sandwich is now $6.
British Prime Minister David Cameron just announcing over $10 billion raised at an international conference for victims of Syria's civil war.
We will stand with you and we will support you for as long as it takes.
Hi, everybody. Good morning. I thought I hit the button. I didn't hit the button, apparently.
The button. Terrible wingman.
It is Friday morning. Thanks for joining us. 7:39.
High today of 40-something.
Guys,
I
put up the coolest picture of an egg exploding.
Nice of that.
It's awesome. Boom! Exploding egg!
Super Blow. It is time to play our first round of Super Blow. So excited. Because we've done this for years on my other show with Buck. And we're 100% accurate. We're 100% accurate when it comes to this game. We need somebody with two eggs, a Sharpie, and a microwave.
Nice.
To be a part of Super Blow this morning.
This is important. This is a playmaker. You know what I'm saying?
Sure is.
It's a game changer. And it's a Hail Mary out there. Football terms.
Rude Dog is joining us.
Yes.
Rude Dog, thank you. Thank you.
We appreciate you, bud.
You're the hero. Nobody wanted to step up, really, and play the first round of Super Blow. Everybody was nervous. I think what it is, people want to find out what it is first.
Yeah, this is true.
Okay.
So I'll be the guinea pig and help out the rest of the community. All right.
Thanks, man.
That's good. I really do. Good.
You're a sweetheart.
I can send you some eggs because we have chickens, and so I have eggs for days. Oh.
That'd be really
why didn't
nice
you,
of you.
Why didn't you do this?
Good idea with real, like, eggs from chickens.
Yeah.
I bet you they explode differently.
Somebody at home?
Yeah. All right.
Yes. So here's what we had you do. During the break, we had Rude Dog write a P on one egg for Panthers and B on the other egg for Broncos.
Mm.
Now, you're going to put those eggs in the microwave. Okay.
Yes, they're in there.
You're going to make sure
already in there.
You're going to make sure it's on high, okay? Make sure it's on high. And put about 5 minutes on that timer.
Oh my God.
Now, you're going to be doing play-by-play because the first egg that explodes is the one that loses. The one that can withstand the longest is the winner of the Super Bowl.
All right.
Okay.
Hey, I'm sacrificing my breakfast here, too, let me tell you.
You're a sweetheart.
Love it. So give us some play-by-play. Right. What are the eggs doing?
It's on. They're spinning because I have one of those rotary microwaves. So
nice, man.
They're going to town. They look unhappy in there.
Yeah, they do.
What's a microwave?
It's an interesting
invention. Still spinning.
Okay.
Is this thing going to blow my door off?
Hey,
get egg
just,
all over
maybe
me
just
too,
stand back.
You got egg on your face, buddy.
They're still spinning. Not much happening.
There's a lot of suspense right now.
Okay.
I
know this.
It's incredible.
Nope, nothing going on
yet. Nothing's happening.
Okay, it's all right. It takes a little bit. We're about in the third quarter right now.
Yeah, la, la.
Well, that means it's, so far, that means it's going to be a really good game.
Yeah.
After this happens, do I get like gift certificates to McDonald's or something so
no.
I can feed my starving body?
You don't, but we appreciate it.
What's
still
happening?
Nothing happening. Nothing. We're
what is wrong with your microwave?
Dex, this game
we're
is boring.
3 minutes, 3 minutes and 55 seconds and nothing.
Come on now.
Guys, come on.
Oh, my God.
Wait, are you okay?
What egg blew up? Open up the microwave.
Holy wait, bro, stop it and
Panthers.
Then open it. The
Panthers
blew up.
Oh! Oh! Gonna win.
Broncos are going to win the Super Bowl,
Broncos
guys.
Are gonna
this,
win.
This just in.
Oh, man.
Rude
oh,
dog.
Yes.
Thank
so,
you.
That was awesome.
Now I'm going to send, can I send a picture to you guys? Now
yes.
I love the microwave.
Yes. Studio at star88.fm.
Yeah, or you can email Facebook us, too, if you
or
don't
yeah,
remember
or
that.
Facebook us.
All right.
Shut up,
Rude
Jess.
Dog, thank you, buddy, for being a part of it. That's how it works. How does your microwave look? Is it pretty eggy?
Is it pretty eggy? It looks and smells wonderful.
That's good.
Oh,
that's real
man.
Good.
You are the man. Thanks, brother.
Oh, my word. All right. Well, I'll send you a picture, guys.
All right. Thanks, your dog.
I'll hit you up on all Facebook right. And get all your info to get you some cool stuff, all right?
All right. Peace.
Man, that was good stuff. Just changing lives a quarter mile at a time.
Talking about right there, guys.
I have failed this as a lawyer. That entire time, I was trying to convince Chrissy to get real chicken eggs, and she's like, I am not wasting our eggs
it's
on
not
this.
Not a waste.
Stupid thing.
Do you think you're playing football? Do you think you're playing
I tried,
football?
Guys.
Man, that guy's yelling at me.
She refuses to do it.
Oh, that was good.
That
Rude
was
Dog
great.
Is the man.
He is. Thank you, Rude Dog, for sacrificing your breakfast.
Dude, Chrissy's even home because Brody's sick today, and so she's like just at home doing nothing with a sick kid. She has plenty of time to clean the microwave. Am I right?
Dawn could do it.
Gosh, Dawn likes cleaning. Dawn likes cleaning.
She used to like it.
So, according to Superblow, the Denver Broncos will win Super Bowl 50.
It's pretty neato.
Good morning.
Morning, gentlemen.
Hey. Morning, buddy.
Hey, I just gotta say, I got another favorite person on this show that calls in frequently. Bull Boy, obviously.
Yes,
I love that boy. And then Rude Dog, man. That's we knew the mess was gonna happen, and he's still down to do it.
So. Yeah,
that's what I'm talking
he's
about.
The guy.
Took one for the team.
Rude Dog, you're the man, brother.
All and that guys, team was the Broncos.
You. Love it. Giving Rude Dog a shout out.
Yeah.
Good
Thank
morning.
Thank you, Rude Dog.
Good morning.
Hey, look.
Hey.
Aaron Buck Burnett.
Hey, man. We miss you.
Sorry. You know, I'm kind of like Paul right now. I can't be in all the places, you know, that I want to be.
Oh, no, stop it.
That's good. That's a good biblical parallel.
Kind of like Paul right now. So, yeah. You were promoting it all week, and then you know how it works. I mean, how long we've been doing the show together, and you know how it feels when someone cancels on you?
Yeah. Oh, man, I'm really sorry. I guess I just missed my wife's dentist appointment.
It's okay. You missed it?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Oh.
Oh, you forgot to put it down, you mean? You forgot about that it was happening today?
Did I what?
Never mind. Why didn't you just bring the little girls in, your daughters in?
Yeah, I have a son, too, remember? I have two sons.
What?
Oh, yeah, you have two sons. You have two sons and two girls. Why didn't you just bring the whole family in?
This is a mystery.
Yeah, I can't bring Sophie places. She's actually here right now, and she's causing havoc.
I can hear in the background. Sounds like a Tyrannosaurus Rex.
Well, they're watching Mad League Madagascar, her and Baby Cash. Sophie and Baby Cash are watching Mad League Madagascar.
Man.
Well, yeah.
All right.
I figured maybe I could just hang out with you like this for a few minutes.
I don't know.
Steve, how you doing?
I'm good, buddy. Hey, real friend.
Hey, buddy.
I was this morning, you know, just excited and couldn't wait to start the show so that I could announce the news that you texted to only me to let me know. Said, sorry, he texted his real friend yesterday.
I don't have a phone.
To say.
Yeah, well, Dex doesn't have a phone.
Yeah,
you know,
but
I was just going to text you anyway.
I was going to say, let's be honest, you would have. Yeah.
Sure.
You would have just texted
me. I mean, I'm sure Mateo would probably text me too. Yeah,
that's true.
Number,
that's
so.
True.
Well,
yeah.
I'm,
so, Steve, go ahead and give him my number.
No. Here's the thing. I'll probably forget about it.
I think I scared him off with the.
He was my only real friend.
I scared him off with the building a legacy emails that I keep getting.
Yeah, he told me about those emails, and I thought. it's cool if you don't give him any of my information. I love hearing his voice, and when he comes in, we're cool.
Yeah, man.
You know what? Steve-O, you're like busting my chops about these emails, but I mean, they're like, it's like, hey, it's Groundhog Day.
Hey, I know, and I love it. I'm just kidding. I'm giving you a hard, I got to give you a hard time. Come on. I do love it. I've only gotten one the entire month of February, so.
Well, since we got you on the phone, why don't you update the Buck Index Army? What life's like? What is happening? Anything good happening?
Let's see. Well, I mean, obviously, everybody knows that Baby Cash was born in August.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
Handsome looking fellow.
He is very handsome. His personality is really starting to come out now. He's a little over 5 months old, and he's a handful. He was in the hospital for like a month.
Yeah.
He was in the NICU for about a month because he's having a hard time breathing and he wasn't eating right. And now all of that is rectified because he is nonstop. He's like an eating machine. He's a shark.
I love it.
He's like a baby shark. Just eats all the time. So, but other than that, nothing, man. Just doing my little job that I've been doing and hanging out with my family, and that's it.
Did you hear who won in Super Blow?
Yeah, I think this is probably going to be one of those times when Super Blow is wrong.
Oh!
Yeah.
I hope so.
I'm pretty sure the Carolina Panthers are absolutely going to dominate
Me too.
The Broncos.
I'm with you, Buck. I'm with you.
I really
do believe that.
Defense wins Super Bowls. You don't think Denver can stop? I really hate Carolina. I'm sorry. I'm trying so hard. I agree, but I don't want to agree. I really want Denver to win. I really want Denver to win.
And, I mean, it's not even the fact. I mean, I would give this to you in a perspective of basically like a reporter and be kind of, you know, neutral in this situation, even though I'm a Kansas City Chiefs fan.
Right.
But, you know, I think the big question mark in this game is going to be what Peyton Manning is going to show up. Because, yeah. I mean, he is definitely not the same player that he was when, you know, 5 years ago, 3 years ago. You know, and I think that Carolina's got a good enough defense that they're going to really cause problems for Peyton Manning. And, Denver's defense is just tough. You know, there's no two ways about it.
Yep.
But, man, that offense that Carolina has, I mean, it's so multifaceted, you know, the way that they can put up points. So I see Carolina routing Denver.
I really want a close game. I don't want it to be one of those things where, you know... You're
like
bored
like when
by...
they played Seattle.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah. I'm still like have football high from the Arizona Green Bay game because that was like the greatest playoff game ever.
Yeah.
So I want good football. I hope it's not terrible.
Yeah. So I don't know, but
you're probably right. You're probably not wrong. As a Buccaneers fan, I had to watch Carolina just steamroll everyone. So yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, oh yeah, that's why you hate Carolina.
I hate Carolina.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So
what are you guys doing for Super Bowl?
Private party. We're having a private
party.
Yep, private party at Steve-O's.
No, I wouldn't say that. I wouldn't say that.
What? Would say what?
Well, any of what you're saying. Yeah, I don't know yet, man.
Because I would swear, excuse me, that I heard you say you were having a party and it started at 3. But I'm almost positive I didn't get an invite.
You invited him?
Well, I mean, Steve-O.
Listen, Buck, I have nothing against, you know, you coming to the party, but when Steve-O says that it's a private party and nobody else is coming except for, you know, my family and Teo's family, then, you know, it's closed off from there.
I posted it on Facebook.
What?
Yeah, I added it as an
event. I have a family?
It's an event on Facebook, so, yeah.
All right, well, I guess the party has
changed. What are you doing is the more important question, Buck.
I don't know. To be totally honest with you, I'm going to a guy that I work with, him and his wife are about to have a baby next week.
Nice.
And they're doing a diaper party before the Super Bowl. So
dang it, I was literally just about to invite you to our Super Bowl party.
Yeah. I could still come by.
It was good talking to you, Buck. We hope you have a good weekend. Good luck with your dentist.
Yeah, why is that? You know, that's not very nice.
If you want to come to the Super Bowl,
What did I do? No, okay. Have you been listening for a week now? Steve-O's been talking about how this is a private party, and his wife won't allow anybody else. She She said, Steve-O, don't invite anybody else. I don't want to have a big party.
But here's
and
the
he
deal.
He invited everybody.
I want to make one thing clear. Yeah. I want this to be super clear, so I'm talking very closely to the microphone. Steve-O,
yeah,
Dex,
sound great.
And Buck, listen to this.
Yeah.
All of this is Chrissy's fault.
Yep. Mm. Wait.
Yes. Steve-O just confirmed it. We can levy all blame at Chrissy and change your name to Chris-O.
Oh, man. Here's the thing.
I got a plan.
Dude, Aaron, if you want to come to the Super Bowl party, you're more than welcome to come to the Super Bowl party.
I would love for you to come.
Yeah, it'd be great.
I think it'd be awesome if you guys came. I'm just saying, I'm just trying to help Steve-O out.
Child care is $20 at the door per child. So,
there's a Bible verse about this, and it says, hell hath no fury as a woman scorned.
That's in there somewhere.
There's another one that says that it's better for a dude to sit on the corner of a roof than to be in the house with a lady who's upset.
Dave the Drummer Dave is listening, and Dave and Danae are now coming to our Super Bowl party.
Okay.
Oh, Dave and Danae, I love those guys.
Yeah.
Right on, man.
You know, you gotta invite Rude Dog, too, since he played Super Bowl.
Good call. Rude Dog,
guy.
I'm more than
it's
happy to come.
Getting out of
bring your dogs.
Now.
Bring your dogs. He has like five dogs.
Shout out to my boy James Franco. You're invited.
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome. That's good stuff.
So you're going to a diaper party solo?
No, I'm actually going to take one of the kids.
Okay.
I just don't know which one yet. You know, Baby Cash is awful cute, so I'll probably take him. I mean, they're all cute, but I'll probably take him, so... You know, the gals can love on the baby.
That's good. Oh, Klopez just texted. He's in. Him and his 10 kids. He's in. Right. They're in. Woo!
Yeah.
Okay. Yes.
So what are you guys doing today? I kind of feel like I missed out.
We had a big plan. We had a big show plan.
We got Josette coming.
With
puppies
you.
Are coming.
Because you were supposed to be here, and I had some things. I really wanted to do Super Blow with you, you know, like old times.
Yeah.
That didn't work out. And, you know, we had this thing we were going to do called Full Disclosure Fridays. That got canceled today. We'll move that on to another day when you're in.
Is that like Walking the Light Wednesday?
A little bit.
Yeah.
A little bit. I have things to confess to you that that you don't know about.
Really?
Yeah. Things that have happened over the years on our other show that I've never, ever told you about.
It was pretty cool.
It was a really good idea, so we're going to have to save it for the next time.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
So that's
pretty big.
Would I be upset with you?
You know, I don't know. The jury's out on that. I don't know. Maybe.
You guys know what he's talking about?
Maybe.
Some of us do, yes.
Just maybe.
What is it, Dale?
There was this thing.
Nope. You gotta go. We gotta go to break.
You have to come in next week.
Yeah, you gotta come in. He's got to come in.
Let me
approach
you this way.
We cannot do it like this.
What do you think it is?
No.
I have no idea.
Yes. Okay, perfect. So you're coming on the show next week.
I'm sure it could be a myriad of things. We did a show for a really long time.
Yeah, this is true.
Yeah. You know, when Dex was out of town on vacation, for all I know, he could have been interviewing for jobs in other cities.
No, I would never do that.
Hey, really?
All right, buddy. Well, we love you, and have a great weekend. Enjoy the Super Bowl.
Yep.
All right, buddy.
Talk to you guys later.
See you, man.
Bye, buddy.
I'd like to thank you guys for opening the floodgates. Let's see. So far, the Klopezes are confirmed. There's there's 12 of them. Got the Adamses coming. Thieves is coming all the way from Beaumont, California, bringing pigs in a blanket.
Good
the
deal.
Myers clan is in.
Yep,
Sarah and Mark and Olivia and Sterling, they're in. Right. And my wife just texted and said, have fun. Shield will be at Buffalo Wild Wings for the Super Bowl.
Chrissy, my plan is coming to fruition.
This is perfect, guys. Okay. The party is in effect. I may have lost my spouse.
All right, when we come back, we have a couple dogs that need some homes.
Woo!
We're going to talk to Josette from SWRF, Southwest Animal Rescue. We will meet these dogs. You guys will get to meet Josette.
Not me.
We'll do that when we come back.
Fair warning, the Morning Invasion is back on Star 88. We interrupt this broadcast for an important message. It's time for the Morning Invasion. Here's Dex, Steve-O, and Teo.
Good morning, everyone. Good morning. It is Friday.
Yes, it is.
Morning invasion. It is 8:07.
High today of 42 degrees.
Hello.
And we're really excited right now because this is first time with Josette.
Josette.
With SWRF. That's what I said. Southwest Very Animal S-y. Rescue Fund. And she brought in two new friends to the show, Bert and Harry. Bert and Harry, how are you?
They're well.
So that which was one's Bert. Bert?
That was Bert.
Bert's the little one.
Oh my Get gosh. Right up on that microphone, Josette.
I'm sorry.
Right up there. I told you I did the rock thing.
I'm trying.
Trying to train her, guys. She's just not listening.
Josette?
Yes.
Is it Z or S?
It's S, but you pronounce it with a Z because she's weird.
What, tell what he said.
Tell the audience a little bit about yourself and what you do.
Okay. I am the secretary of SWRF, which is Southwest Animal Rescue Fund, and we're a 501c3 dog rescue, and we have a thrift store, which is our foundation, and that's in Corrales, and these are two of our fosters, which are at my home, actually,
these are
right now.
Handsome dogs.
Dude, I'm not going to lie, like, I'm really glad I already have Rocket, because I would have come home with two more dogs.
Which Rocket also came from?
Yeah, my puppy. This is where I got my puppy.
I gotta say,
that's how me and Josette connected.
These two dogs are way more low key than Rocket.
They are way. Right? That's why I'm like, dang it,
both
dude,
of these dogs are just chilling.
Oh my god, I just got the photo.
Now they're Doberman Heeler X's.
Yes. Cross.
What is
mix.
Oh, cross. Man, I thought it meant like X-Men or something.
Yes.
I thought you were
mutants.
They're not mutants, no.
You did this on purpose.
Tell us all about these two dogs, because we want to find a home where both of them can go to. But, you know, if down the road, if that's not possible, then, of course, we'll find a home for each of them. But
Yeah, they're very bonded. And, I mean, they've been together their whole life, which right now is only 2 years, but they do so well together. And we obtained Harry. He was very ill. So they were both living out on the Pajarito Mesa, and they were being cared for out there. But their human was just unable to care for them in any kind of a medical way. Mm-hmm. So we had been out there, and we had spayed and neutered all of the community's dogs out there, and we were taking them food and donations as we were able. And I came across Harry right before November, and he was very ill and emaciated. Mm. So we scooped him up and took him to VCA, and he was he had a tick-borne disease that was pretty far along in his system, so his kidney and his liver were both very enlarged, and his thyroids were enlarged. He was failing pretty severely, but we got him right on, you know, medicine, and he perked right back up. And I went back out, and little Bert was still out there on the mesa with his human, and he was super depressed and just like not himself. So
he needed his buddy.
Yeah, he did. So we took him in too, and as soon as I got him home with Harry, they both just like
thrived,
lit up.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, they lit up. It was great. And
that's
so
cool.
They are the chillest dogs.
They are pretty chill.
I want to take them both home.
That would be great.
This is going to be the worst weekly segment ever. I'm gonna
so
have
sorry,
19
Chrissy.
Dogs.
You know what?
I can almost see
these two dogs would be really good with an older couple maybe that want dogs, because they don't jump up on you, right? Mm-hmm. They don't jump.
No, Bert's a little bit friendly. I mean, he wants to kiss and love, but he knows to stay down. Mm. They're not very, I mean, obviously they're pretty
They're literally
pretty
just
mellow.
Sitting in the studio.
They're very chill.
Rocky would be like doing circles around him.
You know who would love these dogs? Beans.
Everybody.
The cat. Beans, you can't adopt
I thought of my
dog.
Mother-in-law immediately, because these are the chillest dogs.
They are,
but they're
chill.
Not like, you know, like little football punty sized dogs. What are those called? Fake dogs? What are they called?
Fake dogs.
Football punty.
We call them yippies.
That's better.
Yippie dogs.
Weren't we going to go over terminology before we did this?
We were supposed to. But guys, we posted a picture at our Facebook of Bert and Harry. Now, which one has the blue eye?
Harry.
Harry has a blue eye and a brown
eye. I'm partial to
Bert. He's got a magic
eye.
He's
the pretty boy.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's the pretty boy.
He can see into parallel dimensions, so if you need like a Ghostbuster dog.
Mm. Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely.
And he's got a partner.
Bert looks like a fox.
They're kind of like a
They're
superhero
so
and sidekick.
Yeah, they are.
So cute. Yeah, go check him out at her Facebook page. And tell us a little bit about SWRF. And because you guys, like you said before, you guys help out with the community when it comes to spayed and neutering and all
yes.
that stuff.
Our primary focus is spay and neuter. I mean, the overpopulation of dogs right now is just, I mean, it's outrageous. It's just unfathomable. And when you have a dog and, you know, it stays in your yard and you don't spay and neuter just because, you know, it stays in its yard and it's safe and it never goes anywhere. And that's fine. It's just the simple fact that it can get loose. You know, if something happens to you and the dog goes elsewhere, you never know. Mm. You know, so it's just really important to try to do what we can to help. To help control that population because there's so many strays.
Yeah, definitely.
And, you know, it's impossible to know and measure, but they estimate there's 70 million strays in the U.S.
Wow.
And, I mean, that's just strays. There's another 8 million that go into the shelters. So, yeah. I mean, there's just way too many dogs. And cats aren't dissimilar. I mean, cats are just as high, so.
But cats are waiting. Yeah. They're waiting for their time to take
we
over.
We couldn't have over the here's world. Here's the difference absolutely. Between cats and dogs. We couldn't do this segment with cats, okay?
We could. You know,
no,
we,
no.
Well,
don't, Josette, don't you do this.
No. Do you want a cat too?
No!
Want a cat too? Does Chrissy, do you like cats?
Hates cats.
No, she doesn't hate cats.
When
we moved out,
cats.
She missed Panda. She told us one time, she's like, I kind of miss Panda around.
Hmm. Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Just taking photos of bless you.
So, and with our organization, we focus on spay and neuter, but we also fund. That's Southwest Animal Rescue Fund. And this year we're going to try really hard to bring the fund back into our organization. We fund we accept grant applications for other rescues, small rescues. We typically don't, you know, obviously give grants to larger organizations that are more established, but we want to help with medical cases that, you know, if a small rescue they want to rescue this dog from the shelter who is very, very ill, we can fund that.
Right.
And we let them rescue, and I mean, basically it's kind of silly to say it this way, but we want to let everybody do the work they're doing that's so well done, and we just want to fund it.
I like that.
Yeah, so that's cool. The thrift store allows us to do that with the 100% of the profit that comes from the store. Every 100% of it goes to the funding the dogs.
That's incredible.
Yeah, and we get a high level of cash donations as well to our organization. We turn around and put that out into funding other rescues and other dogs.
Amazing.
Yeah.
That's so cool. So how do they get a hold of you? Where can they go and meet these two dogs? Because that's what we recommend. If you're listening and you want to adopt these two, you want to set up a time where you can go and spend some time and meet them and see if, it'll be a good fit.
We're foster-based, so these two fellows are at my house right now. Mm. But we can always set up meet and greets. You know, we can meet our base, like I've said, is the thrift store, which is at 3701 Corrales Road. It's out in Corrales, just directly off Corrales Road, and it's in the bunkhouse building, if that helps anybody. I'm taking them there today. We always have dogs there with us, and it changes. We have 13 fosters in care right now, so, you know, each day we kind of take somebody new in. And but if anybody wants to meet them, they can send us an email at swanimalrescuefund@gmail.com.
Cool.
That's our primary contact, is just via email.
All right.
And we can send out our application process, or adoption process, rather, is that we do an application, and it's reviewed by myself and Nancy, who is the founder of SWARF. And then we do a meet and greet, and if you have any resident dogs or cats, we do introductions to make sure everybody feels good and it's happy, because obviously not everybody gets along all the time. And then we do a home check. We go to the home and we check. We don't care if your dishes are done or how much laundry you have.
You want to make sure it's a safe environment.
Sure. And, you know, certain dogs are going to require certain fencing yards. Yeah. And, you know, these guys specifically, I mean, since they came from, you know, being roaming loose on the mesa, they need a yard to be in, but they're not. Another thing with us, I do want to say, is we expect all of our dogs after adoption through their whole lives to be a part of the family.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we don't like lawn ornament.
Yeah.
But after the home check, we just have a board review. And then if it's all approved, then we do a trial period with the dogs in your home. And if all goes well, then we finalize.
Love it.
Here's the deal. If I can pass the test,
that's true.
Anyone can pass the test. I got Rocky Raccoon.
Chrissy did it for you. She
really did.
There you go. Yeah. Cute boys.
It was Brody. We just had Brody walk up and go, please.
Please.
It's my birthday.
That's not untrue.
Yeah.
if you guys want to see Bert and Harry, we posted a picture and all the information up at our Facebook page.
We did.
And you can get all that and set up a time with Josette and make it happen if you're interested. And share that post on Facebook, too. Share with all your friends.
That makes a big difference, honestly.
Totally does.
I mean, Facebook is magic for rescue. I mean, the more people that see, I mean, that's why I thank you so much for having me in here to do this, because it makes the more eyes, the more options.
Good.
We're trying to find a home for dogs.
Yeah, that's
I already posted it to my personal Instagram and Facebook at Steve O'Jeets. Yeah.
So you guys call them the Mesa Boys.
They are.
I like that.
They're my Mesa Boys.
If you're interested in adopting these two, this pair.
Who are now asleep on the floor.
Yeah, they're asleep.
Man, gosh, they're
I'm serious. I want them both.
Put the Mesa Boys in the subject line of your email.
Sure. Yes.
Yes.
Please.
Do it. Good old Mesa Boys.
Well, Josette, you did a great job.
Yeah, first time.
She was so nervous.
First time. Did amazing.
Pretty nervous.
That was very helpful and instructive and informative. Just
we're going to get all these dogs homes. So that's our goal this year. We're going to find any dogs that come your way, Josette. We are going to find homes.
Heck yeah.
I love it. Absolutely.
For
thank
these
you.
Dogs. So
yeah. Thank you.
Thanks for doing what you do.
Thank you.
We will see you next week.
Perfect.
Here's the thing. I think people underestimate the value of the furry companion because, you know, I didn't grow up a dog person. I actually grew up in a cat home. And cats are like the obnoxious roommate that, you know, you don't really have a good relationship with.
That's
because
why Mateo
just,
likes them.
Yeah, that's why. Yeah, Teo. Like just ain't nobody got time for like real relationships. Like wife on tour, he's right? on tour.
Man,
you know,
if you
what
guys
I mean?
Ever met Beans, y'all would just be quiet.
Yeah, that's true. He is a sweet cat. He's very, very cool.
He woke me up this morning,
dude. Rocket
they
is my buddy. He's my bro. He watches TV with me.
Oh, I love him.
He's the best.
And
right?
he eats your couch.
He eats my couch. Chrissy texted me a photo this morning. Let me know that he got everything ready for the Super Bowl by eating Jack and Luke's NFL football.
Fabulous.
So shout out to the boys for leaving stuff on the floor and
that's
still not learning.
Mm-hmm.
So
kids.
Yeah. Yeah. Amazing. So yeah, no, he's absolutely incredible.
That's
well,
that's
thank
awesome.
You for loving him.
Yeah, he's the best. You miss him. You
oh
miss
God,
him.
Look at that.
I know.
Bert and Harry. We need to find some homes for Bert and Harry.
The Mesa Boys.
Go check out a picture at our Facebook page. Get all the information on how you can meet them, see if they're a good fit for you or for your home. Maybe you know somebody, too. Pass it on. Share that post on Facebook. All right, Josette, we'll see you next week.
Thank you, sir.
All right, we'll be back.
The Morning Invasion on Star 88.
We'll be back right after these important messages.
It's time for the Morning Invasion.
I love those guys.
On Star 88.
I may have some news for you.
Big news.
Stand by.
Maurice White, the founder of Earth, Wind, and Fire, dead at 74.
Tough crowd for Donald Trump when a woman said immigrants do jobs no one else wants to do.
Who told you to be here, Bernie?
Debate for Democratic presidential candidates Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders at the University of New Hampshire.
President Obama enjoying some lighter moments at one point with the NBA champs.
That's a pretty good shooter.
Beaming NBA superstar Steph Curry standing behind him along with the rest of the Golden State Warriors.
Police find six bodies in a home in Chicago.
More Zika cases confirmed in Florida.
Today, Florida has 12 Zika cases. All of them are travel-related.
Governor Rick Scott expanding a health emergency order to a fifth county that includes Fort Lauderdale.
Subway's $5 foot-long sandwich is now $6.
British Prime Minister David Cameron just announcing over $10 billion raised at an international conference for victims of serious civil war.
We will stand with you and we will support you for as long as it takes.
Sign of the times, guys. Sign of the times.
All right.
You know what I'm saying?
No.
Okay. Thanks for joining us. It is 8:30.
High today of 42 degrees.
Full Friday forecast? I mean, if you don't want to do it anymore, just say it.
It was kind of like a funny bit once because we had Steve Stucker on and he was giving me, but I don't really want to be a weatherman. Come on!
Well, I thought it was great.
High today of 42 degrees, mostly sunny. Highs in the upper 30s to lower 40s. Northwest winds 10 to 20 miles per hour. Mostly clear this evening. Stop it, Steve Stucker. I'm taking over. Lows in the 10s to 20s tonight. Dipped down to 13 degrees, so you're definitely going to stay warm this evening. Mm-hmm. But tomorrow, warm it up a little more. 47 degrees is the high as we carry on through to Sunday. 52 degrees on Sunday.
Man.
As we headed for the big game. Probably some barbecuing outside. I'm losing the voice because it's killing my throat.
Man, love that it. Hurts.
Love it.
Good it stuff. Hurts to sound that good.
Good stuff, Steve.
Yeah, hey, you know, I try.
Here's your traffic update.
Hola. Guys, there are a ton of accidents happening right now. Let's see. Accident right lane is blocked. I-40 West at University happened about 30 minutes ago. We've got an accident at Menaw Boulevard in Wyoming. Let's see. Another at Marquette and San Mateo. Also, Central Avenue at Wyoming at Dallas. There's an accident. Closed due to an accident. Golf Course Road Northwest North at Paradise out on the west side. And then there's a lot of road construction all around the city. So you guys be very careful. Watch out for those accidents. Maybe avoid them by using an alternative route. That's your look at traffic.
Who likes good news?
Me. Good news, everyone!
Good news, everyone!
Good Greatness. News, everyone!
Good news, everyone!
Good news, everyone!
The good news is, start reading!
Who is that?
Start Jungle Book?
I love it.
Jungle Book, maybe?
Nah, it's not the Jungle Book. Okay. That's fine.
Man, we had a great time with Josette. She brought in two dogs that need homes. Well, need a home. We want to find them a home together.
They're because, the Mesa boys.
You know, they're pals. They're best friends. So get all that information up at our Facebook page. I have a good news update about the retired cop from Ohio who wanted to adopt his canine unit. Remember this story?
Oh, that's right.
They started a GoFundMe because he was having some drama. This cop retires. And the police force won't allow him to take his dog with him because he's only 2 years old.
Right.
And, you know, it's not time for that dog to retire yet. And they spent thousands of dollars for this police dog to get trained. So the police force is like, no, sorry, you can't take the dog. Well, they were going to put the dog up for auction. And they did that. And then there was a report that came out. They raised like $50,000, $60,000.
Yeah.
And then the police force said, sorry. You can't have the dog still. Well, I got a new update.
Okay.
Update. People donated over $70,000 to make sure that that retired cop, won the auction. Then yesterday, the city ended up letting him buy the dog for $1.
Aww. What?
$1.
I'd be pissed if I had donated to his GoFundMe.
That's actual good news.
Am I right?
Yeah. That's actual
great
news.
Am I right?
It's great. So now you're wondering, where's all the money that they raised going to go to,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
It's going to go to buy bulletproof vests for other canine units around the
country.
That's
cool. That's really cool. Never mind.
Yes, so there you go.
That's actual solid good news.
That is probably the first time in a month you've said good news and delivered on it.
It
so
could be the first time in the whole
that
segment.
Is such a lie.
Congratulations.
No. All my good news is
You're
good news.
You're finally learning
it's not true.
The ways of good news.
I have more good news.
Oh.
I have more good news if you want
more
good news.
Are you sure you don't want to just go out on top?
No, I
are
got
you sure?
this.
Oh, gosh.
27-year-old, former Marine from Pennsylvania, who enlisted right after high school in 2009. Did two tours in Afghanistan, working on helicopters, then enrolled at Stanford 2 days after leaving the Marines. But right around the same time, she was diagnosed with stage 2 Hodgkin's lymphoma.
This is literally the worst.
This is how
this
it usually goes.
Luckily, it's in remission now, and she's set to graduate in 2017 with a degree in economics.
Hey!
Wow.
She also got a scholarship from the Pat Tillman Foundation last year. Tillman is the former football player who died in Afghanistan in 2004 after he quit the NFL to join the Army. And she's been having a pretty good week. She celebrated her 27th birthday on Wednesday and got to kick field goals and meet players at a pre-Super Bowl event in San Francisco yesterday.
Wow. Mm.
Then she was also on Good Morning America.
Hey-o.
Wow.
She got to sit down with them and to talk about the Super Bowl and everything that's happening.
Super Bowl.
She's a superstar. I love her. I've just met her. I love her.
They told me I won the scholarship, and I was over the moon.
What would you say the most rewarding part of your time in the service was?
We got to teach the local government officials about women's rights, and it was extremely educational for me, and I hope for them. Now I'm doing extremely well, and I can obviously come out here and kick footballs. Adam was pretty patient and gave me some...
All right, that audio's
dude, that was the worst audio
really
ever heard.
Man. Good stuff. Thank you for your service. Thank
you. Guys, this is a big deal. Here's why it's a big deal. The Super Bowl has the most expensive tickets in any sporting event in history.
Oh, yeah.
Don't let people tell you the Super Bowl is in San Francisco this year. It's not. It's in Silicon Valley. Because that's where they're making that money.
Yeah, they are.
Straight up. This Super Bowl has the most expensive tickets of any sporting event in U.S. history. One ticket. Guess. Guess how much one ticket is to the Super Bowl.
Wait, let me go first.
I don't know. I swear I don't know.
I'm looking at your face.
I didn't read it.
You didn't read it? Is this like nosebleeds or just average price? What are we looking at here?
Average price. Average ticket.
Closest without going over wins this breakfast burrito in front of me.
Ooh, that's a prize to be
Adam
had.
Sopo.
I could go for another one, actually.
Yeah, I know you could.
I'm going to give you a clue. It's a little bit of walking around money, if you know what I'm saying.
A little bit of walking around money. Okay, I'm going to say $23,000.
Okay, that's the average.
For one
Steve-O
ticket?
Says 23. The winner of this, without going over, the winner, will get
gets
the breakfast
my
burrito.
Breakfast burrito.
Okay.
Well, 23 grand for one Super Bowl ticket?
The average ticket. Think about it, man.
I'm going to say... Oh, man. $23,001.
All right.
I just price is right.
The winner is Dex.
Yeah!
What?
No, he always, no, it is. Listen to this. One ticket is now selling for an average of $4,957.
Wait,
can you believe
what?
That? That's up from the old record, which was Mayweather Pacquiao boxing match in May. Tickets were $4,672.
He said 23.
Can you believe that? That's the average.
That's crazy, man. What was the last year? What,
guys,
it was like 22, right?
I don't even know, but it's pretty unbelievable.
Up this year. It's up this year.
I can't believe it. That's why would anybody spend thousands and thousands of dollars on a ticket to something that you can watch at home with your friends?
I've become spoiled watching sports at home because I prefer just watching it.
Yeah, you get
at home.
Kicked back.
It's
on
like
the couch.
HD. You've got commentators. You get to watch the commercials. Have you been to an NFL game? It is so boring.
The first time I went,
60% of the game is boring.
I forgot that I wouldn't have commentators.
Oh, dude!
So the first time you go to a big sporting event like that, you're thinking, Wait, how many
yards did he go on that?
Wait, hold on.
Is second down, second and what? How do I know?
I want to hear the
Where's the little yellow line that tells me where the first down marker is?
That's what I'm talking about.
This is really... Why is it taking 40 seconds for each play? It takes forever.
I don't know if they have this at NFL games or not, but I know at UFC events, you can buy these little headphone things, and you can... there's a little FM dial on it, and you can tap into...
Well,
Joe Rogan and Goldberg and get the commentary.
See, I don't know if you knew this, but if you go to sports things, especially, you know, whether it's NFL or MLB or whatever, they have this really like new thing. It's pretty new technology. It's called the radio.
Pretty new technology.
AM radio. And you can tap into whatever like local sports AM radio station is, and they're usually broadcasting the game, so you get the feed.
Hey,
quit being
a cheater over there.
You know,
but it's not Joe Rogan and Goldberg.
No, it's not.
Do you really want Goldberg and Joe Rogan for
an NFL game? And we're live! Coming to you from the MGM Grand. We are actually in San Francisco, hanging out for Super Bowl 50.
Super Bowl.
I am yelling, and I'm not even Joe Rogan yet. Hey, Joe. And then Joe Rogan comes on, and he's like, I've got veins bursting out of my neck. They are like screaming the whole time. It's like watching me for hours.
I was just going to say.
Which is hilarious, because every time Joe Rogan speaks, I'm like, that guy reminds me of my friend Dex.
Really?
You guys, yeah.
I look like Joe Rogan?
Dude, you guys look alike. You both turn beet red when you start talking really loudly. You're balding.
Why did you say I'm balding? I still have my hair.
Yeah, I know.
It's thin, but whatever.
But chest and back don't count as hair.
Chest
Am
and
I right?
back?
Yeah.
Go to the phones. Hello. Hello. Hello, are you there? Hello.
Hey. Hey.
Mateo,
you made us Mississippians look bad. Steve-O won that.
What are you talking about?
He won.
No.
What are you talking about?
My math is just fine.
Wait, what?
What are you talking about, Mississippi?
This is Martha. This is my girl, Martha.
It's for the Super Bowl.
Super Bowl?
Won that.
No, oh. Martha.
And you said Dex won.
Martha, listen. Who can we trust? Can we trust a Mississippian or can we trust a Mississippian?
Mm. Oh, it's really good.
Tell me what you think.
Well, Steve-O said 23,000.
Huh.
We're going to have to go back and look at
the
tape again.
We'd have to go look at the tape.
I said 22,999.
I thought you said 2 to 3,000.
Now, here's the problem, guys. The audio has been entrusted to the Manitowoc County Sheriff's Department.
We'll get it squared away.
Sure, but...
We'll get it squared away.
Yeah. All right. Love y'all.
Love you, Martha. Love you. Thank you for listening.
Okay, bye-bye.
She sounded just like you.
I know. She's from Mississippi. We're best friends.
They all sound like that?
We all sound like that.
Pretty cool.
It is pretty cool.
Your parents sound like that?
Or is it? I don't know. We could call my mom.
You know, we got to do that one of these mornings. No. I want to meet your moms.
I don't want you to ever talk to my mom.
Your dad's. And,
Dude, my dad.
You can't meet Steve-O's dad.
Dang it.
His father passed away.
I said
away.
That and I didn't.
How could you say
no,
this?
No, it's totally cool.
I'm sorry, Steve-O.
Yeah, no. Hey, you know what? I would love that segment on the show because for 30 years now, all I've wanted was to meet my dad. I think about it every day and every night.
I'm sorry.
Because he died when I was 6.
When I said it, when it came out of my mouth, that's when it was like,
horrible.
No, I want to take those words back.
Teo.
All I've ever wanted was...
Oh, Dixie, don't talk to Steve-O.
Speaking of actually...
About his daddy's dead.
On a serious...
serious...
How do I follow that after that amazing... Okay. Dave Bruska's going to be on the show on Monday.
Well, we think.
I feel like he'll come through. He already dropped off copies of his book, Dear Son. All right.
I hope, sure.
Wrote a book about basically how to be a man. It's a father's advice on being a man to the son that he lost when he was a wee young one. And so he raised a bunch of daughters and the son that he, you know, so he has this book literally full of like what it means to be a brother, what it means to be a husband, what it means to be, you know, all these.
Being a man is showing up when you say you're going to show up, right, Buck?
Stop it.
Man. Right, Joey?
Answer the phone. Answer the phone.
Morning, guys. You guys are all kind of a little off. I think y'all graduated from New Mexico High School here because you guys guessed $23,000 instead of $2,300. And you guys said the tickets were like $4,700. So
nah,
I think you graduated from New Mexico here.
I think you need to clean your ears out a little bit.
Roll the tape back. Daniel, roll the tape back.
Roll the tape
back. Yes, Daniel. We need tape back. Bye, guys.
Bye.
Daniel's working on it. We'll get
people got weird ideas. People got weird ideas.
Yeah.
Speaking of something weird that's cool, did you guys know that Dustin Kinsrew released a cover album today?
Really?
Yes, he did.
What?
That's right. It's out there.
80s covers?
Very excited right now.
80s music?
Featuring covers such as Jesus Christ by Brand New.
Oh, my gosh. I watched this concert. It was
Creep
a brilliant concert.
By Radiohead.
I saw this. They had this whole concert.
By Miley Cyrus.
And before you mock it, I'll tell you right now, his cover of Wrecking Ball will slay you. It is absolutely brilliant.
It was true. It was a cover album performed live. Steve-O watched the concert, so he's already ruined it for himself.
Sorry.
But it's out there.
Good.
I had no idea they were recording it and releasing it for a record. That makes me very happy.
Good morning. Hello?
Hi.
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 Turn that radio down.
Okay.
But not off, because we want you to still enjoy
it. I turn it off. It's off.
Thank you, Miss Lady.
I just wanted to say that you guys should share that breakfast burrito and just cut it in half.
That's
a good idea.
How very Solomon of you.
Here, I'll
but
do that
no,
for you.
I
Thank
that's
you.
My breakfast burrito.
Oh, it's still warm.
Yeah.
It would be nice. It's very Christ-like to share with your friends.
That's true.
That's very true.
She's right.
Yep.
Thank you, Bernie. Thank you. I will give half of what is mine to my friend.
Thank you.
He doesn't deserve it, but I'll give it to him.
All right.
Love you.
Y'all have a great day.
Yeah.
You too. You have a better day.
Thank you, guys.
She's going to because she turned her radio off.
Here, I'll give you this half. You give me
I don't want half of your red burrito.
And then it'll be like
I
we
don't,
share.
No, I don't. I just don't want it.
Okay, fine. Tail?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Thank you. I wonder why everybody's calling in and saying that I had it wrong.
I don't know.
It's a weird
idea.
We'll
have to go back and listen to the
Daniel's audio. Working on it.
He is. You guys just keep listening to the show, and then that way, if something's up, you can just call us and let us know.
Maybe it'll help you understand the
That
jokes.
Even rhymed. Mm. That's how easy it is for me. It's just ridiculous.
You're a rhymesmith.
I am. Do you think I was going to rhyme?
Yeah, I was.
Because I'm not
it.
Predictable. Don't
That's
ever
one thing
that
I wish you would do more, because I remember when I used to listen to you guys on the podcast,
yeah.
and hear you rap all the time, and
yeah.
now I'm on the show, you don't rap at all.
Well, I don't feel like you're blessed enough to hear rap.
Man.
You will be.
Okay.
But not yet. Groupon, the Chicago-based online deals company, has gone all the way to Mars.
What?
Really?
In search of the perfect Valentine's Day gift.
Is Groupon on Mars?
Oh, wait, Valentine's Day.
Though Groupon apparently isn't the first enterprising organization on planet Earth to try this, it is undercutting the competition and selling what it claims to be an acre of land on Mars.
Okay. How do they have the rights to that? Is it kind of like back in the day, like that old Tom Cruise movie?
Mm.
Where they had to go Space. And like get land and all that stuff, and he was like, "I'm gonna fight for your honor, girl," and they fought and they did all this stuff, and it was like,
"Here it is." The package includes a land deed, a map with the location of the plot purchased, and a Mars info ebook.
Oh.
Never let it be said Groupon isn't all about the thoughtful details to make those deals appealing.
Nice.
As of today, they got like 30 buyers. Check
wow.
this out. They're doing it. For a Valentine's Day present. Maybe you're out there, you're floating in the ether.
I'm getting that for less than
And you're like, I don't have anything to give
Mars?
This person that I love so much for Valentine's.
Uh-huh.
Well, the
I know what I'm getting
happened.
Leslie now.
Don't do it, man.
I never...
It's a trap.
I fail every
it's
year.
It's a trap.
I fail
do it.
Every year. I'm getting her property on Mars.
Guys, no, look, this is how you do it, too. You say, Leslie, I got you this...
Because you're out of this
Stop
world!
It. I got you this red plot of Mars. You can't even say plot of Earth because it's plot of Mars.
Mm.
To represent the deep...
Let me write this down.
Guys, because you're out of this world.
No, I'm thinking
okay. well,
the deep, meaningful
okay.
red love that I feel
like
for
that.
You in
like
my
that.
Heart every day.
Okay, writing this down. Okay.
Write this down.
Guys,
take a little note.
Of, how much does it cost for this?
Because you're out of this world.
I can't tell you how much it costs because we're non-com.
Because you're out of this world.
Okay, fine.
You'll never know.
Out of this world.
Why'd you have to ruin my timing?
Sorry, I just...
Ended right on the music,
yeah,
and then you said, no, this is where I'm Steve-O, everybody
out,
listen
out
to me.
The,
hey, I'm still here,
world.
I'm Steve-O, guys, look at me. Did you guys remember that I'm here?
Forget the moon, I love you to the Mars and back.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
I feel like if the timing would have been good, it would have been even better.
Yeah.
Forget the moon, I love you to Mars and back.
You're welcome, guys.
Here's some land from Jupiter, because you're Tupiter.
Man, good grief, you are never going to write a greeting card. That was the worst. What does Tupiter mean?
Yeah.
Look it up. It's a word.
Okay.
It means you're beautiful.
Oh, my gosh. She's right. It mm-hmm. means you are beautiful.
How about this? This gift couldn't be any stupider. Maybe if it was land on Jupiter.
I don't really like that.
That sounded really dumb to me. I don't understand
gosh,
why you
what
felt
do you want from
that.
Me?
I just, all I'm asking is for a level of quantity that you obviously cannot deliver.
I can't provide it, guys.
It's a quantity is a combination of quality and quantity.
Yeah. Oh, I got one.
What's up?
I bought you some land on Venus because you're so cleanest. She likes to clean.
Thin ice.
She likes things that are clean.
Thin ice, which is... I don't even know if there is ice on Venus because it's so close to the sun.
All right.
Thin ice.
These are all good. I'm writing them down.
You know what? Let me go back to this email I got earlier. What did it say? Oh, yeah. I do not feel it's always family appropriate.
Weird. Weird.
That is strange.
I have no idea why you think that would not be.
Well, it's because cleanest is not a word. I expect quality
Look
on this
up.
Show. Actual words.
All right.
Ridiculous. That's all.
That's all you got?
That's all I've got, because I've already read everything, and now we've plowed into a wall as far as this show is concerned.
All right.
I blame Dax.
No, blame yourselves.
You're blaming me?
Yeah.
Why me? What the heck?
Hey, we've been talking about this story all week, and it's about time we did it. Speaking of romance, speaking of Mars, mm-hmm. Valentine's Day, which is this... coming weekend, not
nope,
this one, but the next
yeah,
one.
Next weekend.
Don't forget, guys, Valentine's, it's upon you.
Mm-hmm.
A couple who met on Instagram finally met in person.
Yes.
And they got married on the
yes!
spot.
Mm. This is such a great story because people all the time, this day and age, there's a lot of people out there that meet each other on apps,
mm-hmm.
on Words with Friends.
Internet.
on MySpace,
Internet, baby.
Facebook, all those places. They meet, they chat, they message.
Dude, and then they wait, right? Then they like finally meet in person, and then they like get to know each other and feel out the situation and like try and discover if that's the person. Who does that anymore? Mm-hmm. Meet and instantly get married, because that's gonna work. Am I right?
Here's the couple meeting very first time at the airport.
You don't drag your feet with real love. You leap into that like there's no tomorrow, and that's what we're doing.
Nice to meet you.
Oh, hi, I'm Erica. Don't drop me. It's nice to meet you. No.
Don't listen to your thoughts. Don't listen to your head. Follow your heart. Follow your soul.
So for anybody that doesn't believe in fairy tales anymore, who am I? Mm-hmm. And it can happen to you, too.
I agree.
Who am I?
I agree 100%.
Really?
I think it's great.
How long did you, court, date, woo Leslie before you guys got married?
It was a couple weeks.
Couple weeks?
Sure.
Huh. Okay.
Nah, it was longer than that.
How many years?
It was a little over a year.
Taylor, you and Don?
Mm-mm. Is this Peter Pan?
Yeah. Of course it is.
Sure is, Taya.
Oh my gosh, I can't think about anything else right now.
Right? Yeah.
Going to Neverland and being fantastic forever.
Let's just listen to this.
Okay. That's what I'm talking about. Answer that phone, Dex. We got an important phone call.
Good morning.
Hello.
Hello.
This is Kylo Friend.
Oh, man.
Wait a second. Kylo Friend?
Yes.
Kylo Friend?
That's what I said. I didn't stutter, and if I did, you heard me twice.
Well, I just want to make sure, because the other Kylo has like this weird voice modulator, and it sounds like you went without yours today.
I am Kylo Friend. Okay?
Oh, but I thought it was Kylo Ren.
I get confused with him all the time. Listen, my name is Kylo Friend. I am looking for friends on this miserable planet you call Earth. And I need them immediately.
Well, we'll be your friend.
Like, what kind of friends? Like, Facebook friends, Instagram friends? You talking
exactly.
Like...
Twitter, all you guys, miserable things that you
have. Oh, my gosh. I just found Kylo Friend. He's a public figure on Facebook.
Really? What? You're a public figure?
Yes. Please share my video on your guys' website.
There's
or
a,
whatever. You...
There's a car.
Is that a Lamborghini?
That is my sports car, okay? Every hero needs a sports car.
Why do you need a sports car if you're Kylo Friend? Don't you
because
have, like, a rocket?
I am the hero. I am going to blow up your studio.
Whoa! You that's not very friendly. That, you gotta be a friend. That's a threat.
Kylo, don't ever
that's
say
not
that.
A friendly
that.
Thing. Okay. Seriously.
Okay, wait. I'm sorry. I got a lot of dad issues.
Oh,
what?
Man. Yeah. No, it makes sense. It makes sense. I hear you, man.
And I'm going through a lot of stuff with my grandpa.
Let me ask you this. Do your dad issues just punch a hole right through you?
Oh.
I mean, it's just like I wake up in the morning and I'm like, man, I wish I had a real dad that didn't travel the galaxy on trying to barter with people with aliens and different stuff and find a ship. Okay. Look, I just want friends, all right?
Well, all right. I get
well,
it.
Look, can if I share your Facebook, will that make it better?
I think that'll help. I will not blow you up.
Wow!
If you do that,
I feel like if you just approach it with kindness, Kylo. You know, like maybe
let's just
it'll
try
win the
friendship part again.
Yeah,
I feel like
yeah.
we're good on the Kylo, but you what know? About the friend?
It's hard to
so
connect.
Kill him with friendship.
No, don't literally kill him. Don't literally just you know it's a figure of speech.
Okay, what about this?
So use my mind powers to kill
no,
him.
No,
listen
no.
to this. Okay. Kylo rhymes with...
Rylo,
which is what you need. You need to ride low on the murder.
Yeah,
that's, like it.
That's what you, and so throw it out. New idea. Just friendship.
Just friendship. No killing.
Yes. No killing. No more killing.
Solid idea.
Mm. Yeah.
So this is how your planet works.
Yeah. Yeah, if you want to be friends with people, you don't threaten them because then it just scares them away. That's probably why you only have 7 friends on Facebook.
Is that how many he has? 7
He's
friends?
He's got like 22.
He's got 22 friends. 22 friends on Facebook. Mm-hmm. Listen,
look, I've been doing a lot of... I've been looking for this Luke Skywalker character, okay? I haven't been able to sit around and do all this.
See, if you just put it out there in the beginning, like, hey, I miss you. I just want to have coffee. He's probably in hiding right now because he thinks you're out to get him. So you really snafu'd the situation in the beginning. This whole Sith path just doesn't seem to be working. You know what I mean?
He messed it up when he killed my grandfather.
Wait, whoa. What?
Nah.
He killed? Come on.
I don't think that's right. I think you got some wires crossed.
No, he killed my grandfather, all right?
You can't be a Sith Lord if you don't even know the lineage.
I know exactly what happened. Everybody wants to write in the papers, oh, Luke Skywalker and Darth Vader made up at the end. No, I know what really happened. That Jedi punk is going down.
Whoa! Okay. Again, back to the abuse. There's
I thought
no,
we were laying off yeah, the murder we're la- a little
we gotta
bit.
Lay it off, we got to lay off the bad deeds. Just start
oh,
doing,
God. Yeah. I'm so sorry. I'm having a mental breakdown over
yeah.
here.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, well, we'll share your Facebook page, see if we can give you a few Woo-hoo! More friends.
Look, share my stuff. I'll call you guys back in a couple of weeks maybe or something, and we'll see what you guys have done. If you guys have built me maybe a following, maybe I won't come to the studio and cut you guys up.
Okay.
Wow. What? Wow.
Can't do that.
Good
That's
grief.
Not nice.
Sith Lords, man.
It's just a lot of Gosh. Murder.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry. I'm really? Still figuring out this planet Earth.
All right, Kylo
so
Friend.
Angsty.
All right, see you guys.
Bye, Kylo Friend.
So goodbye.
Angsty.
Pretty cool, you know. Out of all the radio shows in the
galaxy really.
Chose us. That's pretty cool.
That's, I guess, we're. It's probably because we're called Star 88. He probably reminded him of, you know, his past or whatever. Like, I don't know what that was. That was a little terrifying. We posted Kylo Friend's Facebook profile to our page. You guys, please go give him a like or. Maybe just don't even
Maybe
at all.
Maybe a dislike.
Did all right. they make the dislike button yet?
Not yet.
Okay.
When we come back, Steve-O's going to tell us who has more fans, the Panthers or the Broncos. It's coming up next.
Stay tuned. The Morning Invasion is coming back.
Hey, this is Dex from The Morning Invasion. Do you love hearing Steve-O every morning?
It's a morning invasion. Coming straight to your Asians?
Stop it. Stop it. He made it racist.
Or maybe you like that southern boy from Mississippi, Mateo.
It's the morning invasion. Adjusted for inflation. I'd like to rap into you, but I'm comfy in my station.
With growing numbers each week, you could use this time to tell our listeners about your business or product. Get in touch with us by sending an email to radio@star88.fm.
All is well. We're back with the Morning Invasion on Star 88.
Hit the podcast when you get a chance. It's at iTunes. Just type in Morning Invasion.
Yeah.
Get the whole show right there without the music.
You can subscribe, dude.
Mm-hmm. And you can go to star88.fm, go to our Morning Invasion page, get the podcast there. It is 9:09.
High today at 42 degrees.
No, that's not it. Full forecast Friday.
Do it right.
Stand by.
Full forecast.
I did this to myself.
Stand
you guys brought
by. Did you hear
Steve
that?
Stucker. You got me like this giant.
Stand by.
Good morning.
Go ahead, give me the time.
9:09.
High today of 42 degrees, mostly sunny, highs in the upper 30s to lower 40s. Some north winds, 10 to 20 miles per hour today. Tonight, we're going to see it drop down to about 13 degrees. That's right, low 10s tonight. It's going to get a little chilly, but don't worry, over the weekend, it's going to warm up 47 degrees tomorrow, then making our way to the big Super Bowl Sunday, 52 degrees on Sunday. Sunny, not as cool, highs in the upper 40s, northwest winds, 10 to 15 miles per hour, and it's just going to get better from there.
Nice.
Love it.
Back to you, Dex.
Love it. Good job. Let's get
full
some fortune. Traffic.
Here's your traffic update.
I was about to take a sip of coffee. But there are more important things in this world, one of those things being traffic. There's an accident, Marquette at San Mateo. Happened about an hour ago. See, we've also got tons of like lane closures and road work going on around the city. So be careful as you drive down the highway. Why isn't this one lighting up? I don't know. There's an accident also at Golf Course Road Northwest North at Paradise Boulevard. You guys be very careful. Right now, other than those two things, there's not a lot of craziness happening. So, good luck on your commute. Thanks for listening to this show.
Mm.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch right here. Calvary, you can cruise on down, get yourself a nice clover. It's a coffee. And a burrito. They got other great snacks there as well.
Snackies.
Love snacks.
Mm.
Well, the big game is happening on Sunday.
Oh my
and
goodness.
Before Steve-O tells us who has more fans, the Carolina Panthers or the Denver Broncos, mm-hmm. I want to talk about this family who has been dealing with the NFL over a copy of Super Bowl I. The very first Super Bowl aired on two networks back in 1967, CBS and NBC, and miraculously, neither of them saved a recording of the game. And even crazier, the NFL doesn't have a copy of it either. There's only one known copy in existence.
That they know of.
And it's owned by a guy named Troy, who's nurse in North Carolina. The New York Times says his father recorded it, and it's just been sitting in the attic all these years. So he tried selling it to the NFL. He's asking $1 million.
Yeah.
Which, okay, doesn't seem too ridiculous. It's the NFL. They're worth billions, right? Well, seems that was a little too rich for the league's blood, and they countered with $30,000.
What?
Yeah. Interesting.
$30,000?
No. I would seriously take a video of myself burning it to the ground. Like, yeah, you know what I think about your offer? This.
So CBS stepped in and made a sweeter offer.
Oh, good.
$25,000.
What?
An interview for a pregame segment for this year's Super Bowl, plus two tickets to the actual game. So he gets all that. He gets $25,000, two tickets to the Super Bowl, and he gets an interview pregame segment for the Super Bowl.
Wait. How's that better? Because he's getting $5,000 less, but he's getting Super Bowl tickets?
How much were the Super Bowl tickets?
He's getting like $50,000.
Yeah, so he's getting two tickets to that.
He asked for $1 million, and they're like, $30,000. No, that's ridiculous. What do you think? I'm stupid? Okay, how about this? $25,000.
They got to meet
and tickets to the Super Bowl. Ha ha! Yeah! Who's the chump now? I'm in! Wait. What?
Well, Troy, the owner of this very first copy of Super Bowl I, he said, okay, I'm cool with the $25,000 in interview segment for this year's Super Bowl and two tickets to the actual game. But the NFL threatened to sue him if he sold it to anyone else because it's, quote, copyrighted in footage.
What?
Copyrighted in footage.
Yep.
Do you just drink a lot of cough syrup before the show every day? Because... You're the host, man.
Really?
Copyrighted footage.
I feel like you have no room to talk at all.
You guys got a copyrighted footage over there?
Forgive me, I got a cold. I've been drinking the NyQuil.
Let me figure all this stuff out real quick.
So, I guess Troy's going to hold on to it for now.
The footage is copywritten.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what you mean.
So, that's terrible. NFL.
Dude, come on. The NFL has stupid amounts of money. You don't think they could just, you know...
I have a feeling, though...
Write a check.
I have a feeling, though, eventually the NFL is going to cave.
Yeah, they have to.
They're going to probably offer them way more than $30,000.
You know, right now they're scrambling to like hit up all their Facebook friends. Do we know anybody who has this footage?
Mm-hmm.
Are we sure?
Facebook, maybe post it.
That's incredible. The only known footage is Super Bowl I.
Yeah, that's incredible.
That's it.
I'm just wondering what they're going to ask him in the interview. Because it's like, so what were you doing when this was recorded? Well,
I wasn't born yet. It was my dad's.
I can't really remember.
So
at that point, I was just a gleam in my father's eye. But I can tell you about my journey from there. From there, I traveled down his nervous system.
Okay. Nope.
You know? And then they're like, no. That's not what were you doing when this was recorded? I wasn't alive yet. But... I could see what was happening from the stars.
What?
I'm an alien. And then things go crazy.
Yeah.
Independence Day 3.
Is that what happens?
Super Bowl. No. Oh. I can't
there is no Independence Day 3.
Yes, there is, actually.
Yet.
They have a plan.
Yeah, exactly.
3 and 4.
Gosh.
All right, Steve-O, we've all been waiting. Find out who has more fans.
Yeah. Let me just set this up. This is a case of... Host Mandex.
Whoa.
Staring at a headline and just going from there.
You don't have it, do you?
I can't tell you who has more fans,
Teo.
But I can tell you which fans have more friends. Because that's actually what the story is.
Oh my gosh.
Is it really?
You didn't read it again.
Is it really?
It has nothing to do with what team has more fans. Fail!
Let's see here.
You don't read things.
Yeah, hold on a second. That's like just until the figurative. Okay.
Analysts at Facebook looked at all the people in the United States who have liked just one NFL team. So let's say that you're a quote-unquote fan of a team, but you like multiple teams. Then you're obviously not really a diehard fan. You don't like football. But they went and took every single person who likes just one team and from that created analytics for which fans have more friends. Does that make sense? Cool.
So basically, that's what I was saying.
No, you said what team has more fans.
Basically,
that's what the headline was.
No,
it's a bunch of.
But it's not what team has more fans. It's what team's fans are more
friendly. I literally copied and pasted who has more fans, the Panther fans or Bronco fans.
So the fans.
I didn't write it.
Fans on fans. We're talking about fans on fans on fans.
Okay, but if they're friends, they're going to be fans.
No, they're not.
I want.
Are you my friend?
Oh my God.
Are you a Buccaneers fan?
I'm a fan of you.
Yeah, but you're not a fan of.
I'm a friend and a fan.
You say who has. So you're my fan?
I am a fan of you.
Oh, cool. Thanks, man.
And we're friends.
I'm glad we got that.
But that means the same thing. If you're a fan, then you can be a friend, too. So, of course, they go to Facebook to see who has more friends. And that means fans.
So it's not what team has more fans. It's what team's fans have more fans.
No. Okay. I wouldn't go to Facebook, okay? And I wouldn't go like the Buccaneers unless I was a fan.
Right. Because, that's
okay?
what I'm saying.
Hey, okay. Hey, but it's not a fan. It's a friend on Facebook.
Yeah, it's a fan.
You guys arguing sounds stupid. Okay? You're arguing about something stupid.
Well, he's trying to make me look
Mississippi
stupid.
Mississippi just said
did,
we sound stupid.
All
so
I did
we
was
need
copy and paste. All I did was copy and paste.
This
and he's
is what
me
I'm going to need from both of you.
Okay.
I'm going to need a contest.
Okay.
Play the contest music.
Oh, great.
Because we're going to decide who's right in this. Forget the article. Forget the subject matter. We're going to figure out who's right.
I like
this
that.
Is America.
Yeah, this is very.
We don't
this
care
is,
what's
this
true.
This is the Christian way to do it.
We care if we're right.
Who cares about how loving or angry and awful we are about
That's
it?
That's right.
Who's right?
This hey, is the new America.
Okay.
Now I need you to answer the phone because I'm going to need this person to help.
Oh.
Good morning.
Hello?
Hey, we talking about football?
That's right, man. Football.
What's your name?
My name's Andrew. Woo!
All right, Andrew, listen. I need your help. I need your help, okay?
All right.
Steve-O and Dex are having an argument. They call it a discussion, but I'm not a kid, so I know what's up. They're having an argument. I need you to tell me who's right. Dex or Steve-O? Here's the trick. No information. You just tell me who's right.
Okay, so I know that Steve-O likes football. I like football. I know Dex
I like football.
Like football.
I like football.
Don't let him lie to you.
I know
Steve-O knows football. I know football. I played
football. Stop it. There's too much information being batted
football
around.
I did. Madden 2012 doesn't.
Andrew,
oh my gosh.
Andrew, who's your pick?
Steve-O.
Okay.
Woo! That's not fair.
Steve-O!
That's Steve-O! Not fair.
Steve-O! Steve-O!
You have nothing.
Steve-O! Steve-O! Yeah!
All right, Andrew. Thank you for
Thanks,
calling,
Andrew.
Bud.
Have a great day, man.
That is not fair.
Hey, stop it. Let me tell
Andrew
you.
Andrew is the man, Drew.
I'm about to give you guys a huge truth, and I'm going to throw it out there to the audience, too. You ready for this?
Yeah, man.
A lot of times we run around saying, that's not fair. Life isn't fair. But have you thought about this? Life is unfair to every single person, in essence, making it completely fair.
Whoa.
That's right. Go
You're
back
just,
today
like,
with
matrix
that.
Matrix to this, bro.
And I'll do it again. Don't
I
cross
know,
me.
Kung Fu.
That's right.
Whoa.
Do you think you're playing football? Do you think you're playing football?
I asked you specifically not to play that yelling man.
So, yeah, you guys want to know which fans have more fans?
Oh, my gosh.
Yes, we'd love to know that little bit of info.
I'm going to lose my mind.
Let's hear it.
So here's the deal. Analysts at Facebook looked at all the people in the United States who have liked just one NFL team on Facebook. They figured anyone who likes more than one team isn't really a diehard fan of any team.
Okay.
Here's what they found. The Carolina Panthers fans have 20% more friends than Bronco fans.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Looky there.
Okay.
Fans of the Panthers average just over 500 Facebook friends. Fans of Broncos, under 400.
Wow.
What does that mean for the Super Bowl?
Super Bowl.
Absolutely nothing.
Okay, means so a lot.
It was a misleading title.
It means a lot, actually. It means that the Panthers are way cooler than the Denver Broncos.
No, it has nothing to do with the actual teams.
Sure
it's
does.
Just the people that
hey,
are fans.
Hey, football is all about the fans, man. That's what it's all about. If the fans weren't there, there would be no football, Steve-O. Mm.
Saints fans.
You guys.
Shout out to Steven, our boy Steven. Which, by the way, Anchor and Braille, brand new record dropped today.
Today.
Steven is a Saints fan. Saints fans have the most of any NFL team, with over 600 friends on average per Saints fan.
Mm. That's,
rest of the top five, Falcons, Panthers, Eagles, and Titans. Go, go Nashville.
Where are the Chargers at?
Be blessed.
Chargers. Sorry, my friend.
They're charging on out of San Diego.
Not even on the list because... They're not in the top. They're basically average. Cardinals
charging
fans
out of San Diego, if you
dude,
know what I mean.
Cardinals fans came in dead last.
Pause. Pause. Erase music. You just copied me.
What are you talking about?
Huh?
You totally took a joke that
what?
I just
no,
said
I didn't. No,
and
what?
Repeated it.
What did you say?
Go to the phone lines.
Daniel.
No.
Roll
go
back
to
the tape.
Go to the phone lines. Hey, excuse me, Mr. Sir, on the phone.
Yes, sir.
What's your name?
My name is Brandon.
Did
oh,
you
Brandon.
Just hear Dex copy me?
Yeah, actually, I'm having a hard time because my four-year-old's talking to me. But
see, he didn't
see,
hear
he didn't
it.
Even hear it.
See, you're
he
lying.
Hear it.
You're
oh
lying,
my gosh, Manitowoc.
Proof
who are you?
Is in the
are
jello.
You Detective Link right now?
The
and are you that other guy?
Is in the jello.
Oh, thanks for calling, bud.
Bye.
That's all I got.
Cardinals fans came in dead last. Over 350 friends on average. The rest of the bottom five, Seahawks, Broncos, Packers, and Niners. We're not your friends, guy.
I'm not your buddy, pal.
I'm not your friend.
Where'd you say the Bucks were?
Friend.
I'm not your guy, buddy.
I'm not your buddy, friend.
I'm not your friend, guy.
I'm not your guy,
ow.
Pal.
I'm not your buddy, friend.
And that's how we do. Yeah. Here's the crazy thing. Top five cities rooting for the Broncos that are not Denver.
Mm.
Houston, L.A., Dallas, Chicago, and Phoenix.
Nice.
Top five cities rooting for the Panthers.
Why is Chicago in that mix?
I don't know.
Hmm.
Top five cities rooting for the Panthers would be New York, Jacksonville, Philadelphia, Baltimore, and
Tampa
Miami.
Bay.
Wow.
Tampa Bay.
No, Tampa Bay is... Yeah, not even on the list. Tampa didn't even make this list.
Hey, Steve, grab that football over there!
Oh, my arm! Why would you just throw that? I don't want to play with you guys anymore.
All right, we got to take a break. Big games this weekend. Big game.
Big game.
Big game, guys!
Big game, guys.
Coming back, Dex gave me a story that he didn't know about.
Ooh.
You're less than 4 degrees of separation from everyone on Facebook.
Whoa!
That's right.
Can't wait to talk about it.
According to your Facebook page, we aren't friends.
Oh, no.
The Morning Invasion on Star 88.
We're going to take a break and come right back.
We'll be right back.
It's time for the Morning Invasion. Here's Dex, Steve-O, and Teo on Star 88.
I may have some news for you.
Big news.
Stand by.
Maurice White, the founder of Earth, Wind, and Fire, dead at 74.
Tough crowd for Donald Trump when a woman said immigrants do jobs no one else wants to do.
Who told you to be here, Bernie?
Debate for Democratic presidential candidates Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders at the University of New Hampshire.
President Obama enjoying some lighter moments at one point with the NBA champs.
That's a pretty good shooter.
Beaming NBA superstar Steph Curry standing behind him along with the rest of the Golden State Warriors.
Police find six bodies in a home in Chicago.
More Zika cases confirmed in Florida.
Today, Florida has 12 Zika cases. All of them are travel related.
Governor Rick Scott expanding a health emergency order to a fifth county that includes Fort Lauderdale.
Subway's $5 foot-long sandwich is now $6.
British Prime Minister David Cameron just announcing over $10 billion raised at an international conference for victims of serious civil war.
We will stand with you and we will support you for as long as it takes.
9:33. Good morning.
High today of 42 degrees. It's a beautiful day. Moderate UV rays. It's a 3. Wear sunglasses. Make sure you apply that sunscreen and take your Claritin with you. Pollen count 2.3. Pretty low. Predominant pollen would be cedar and juniper in the Albuquerque metro area.
Good morning.
Gonna be a beautiful day. God bless you. Back to you, Dex.
Thank you, Steve.
Thanks, man.
That wasn't me. Channeling my favorite human, Steve Stucker.
Super Bowl's happening. Yeah.
Go for the touchdown. I need another 5 points to cover the spread.
Yeah, man, you could always get a football scholarship.
Hey, we're watching the game.
It was one of the greatest Super Bowl games that I have ever witnessed. Right? I saw the first one.
The football team caught me kissing that poster of the football team.
Do you think you're playing football? Do you think you're playing football?
Sorry, y'all played a great football game tonight. A real good football game.
There's no sadder sight on this earth than a football player trying to think.
Okay, then, let's play.
I hear you. The big game. We played the first round of Super Blow ever Super on the Morning Invasion.
It was fantastic.
Now, for Buck and I, it was 100% accuracy throughout the years that we played this thing. So I don't know if that accuracy will live on with our show. So we'll find out on Sunday, because when we had Rude Dog throwing those two eggs.
Yeah.
Throwing two eggs in the microwave. One egg had P for Panthers. The other egg had B for Broncos.
Bronchitis.
He turned that microwave on high and took about 2.5 minutes for the first egg to blow up. And that means the egg that blew up is the team that lost. Steve-O, which team is going to win the Super Bowl?
I'm glad you said that, my friend Dex, because the winner of this year's Super Bowl 2016 is the Denver Broncos. Of course, if our dear friend Rude Boy Dog Guy is not correct, unfortunately, since we're a Christian station, that makes him a false prophet. We have to stone him to death.
No!
That is not true.
No!
Did you just say that?
Why?
That's not what we're going to do?
No.
Oh, I thought, dude, false prophets, you can't trust him, man.
You need to apologize right now.
Apologize to Dave Myers. Dog? Apologize to everybody in the world.
I can't apologize to Dave Myers. It was prophetic.
He owes.
Rude Dog. Rude Dog's not a Christian.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That
good
means
job.
He's totally cool then if he makes whack prophecies.
Apologize to Rude Dog.
Apologize now, Steve-O.
Rude Dog, I'm sorry.
I'm going to tell you why you're closer to Rude Dog than even you realize. Here's the thing. According to Facebook, the average user is only 3.75-something degrees of separation, not just from your friends, not just from your family.
Is this kind of like the Kevin Bacon, you know?
Yeah.
Yes.
You're only 3.57 degrees of separation from anyone else.
I love it.
On Facebook. Anyone. That's 1.6 billion people.
Facebook is a joke.
Have you thought about the fact that since you got to do like extra stuff in Independence Day 2, now you can play that game like honestly?
No.
You and I could be 6 degrees of separation through the Kevin Bacon game together.
What does that mean?
Well, that means I was in Terminator, you were in Independence Day 2. Mm-hmm. So now we can play the game and I could be like, all right, Steve-O was in Terminator Salvation with Christian Bale. Christian Bale was in The Dark Knight
with
Rises with Tom Hardy.
Mm-hmm. Who was with
Tom Hardy?
I feel like you're making this way more complicated.
This is like 4 degrees
now.
It's
a lot going on.
Other movie with the girl from The Hunger Games.
Jennifer Lawrence?
The Hunger Games girl, Lawrence, was in... Well, The Hunger Games with Liam Hemsworth. Liam Hemsworth was in Independence Day 2 with you! Yes! Woo!
What movie was Tom Hardy with Jennifer Lawrence?
That one! That one! No. Am I right?
Gosh.
I tried.
What?
It didn't work out.
So much went wrong.
I tried.
Facebook had its 12th birthday yesterday, and they celebrated by challenging the idea that we're all 6 degrees of separation from each other.
Wait, I've got it!
Now that we're all online, we're actually like 3.5 degrees of separation from each other. All of us.
I was in Terminator, and Bryce Dallas Howard was in Terminator. Bryce Dallas Howard was in Jurassic World with Kevin Wong. What was his name?
B.D. Wong.
B.D. Wong!
Yeah.
B.D. Wong was in Jurassic Park with Tony Gold... With Jeff Goldblum.
Good gosh. Just throwing it all
and
under
Jeff
the
Goldblum
bus.
Jeff Goldblum was in Independence Day 2 with Taya.
Taya. I got to meet him. He was really cool.
Where's my music?
Yeah, you get nothing.
You don't get no music.
I can't hear anything
guys,
now.
You don't get no music.
It.
Double negative.
Taya, we're connected, man.
Ow. My eardrums are killing me.
It's because Dex wasn't in the movie. Dex has got envy.
Really? He wasn't in a movie, huh?
He's got movie envy.
I was in a movie.
Oh, yeah?
What movie were you in?
Tell us.
Yeah, I don't think it's funny.
What movie were you in, Dex?
Yeah, what movie were you in, Dex?
Steven Seagal movie.
No, you were not.
It's called The Patriot.
Were you really?
Called The Patriot. Look it up.
Okay, wait.
Google it.
You Google it.
Dex was in The Patriot with Steven Seagal.
Steven Seagal, The Patriot, was filmed in my hometown of Ennis, Montana.
And, but were you in the movie?
Yeah, you can see me.
No.
Okay. Dex was in The Patriot with Steven Seagal.
Okay.
Steven Seagal was in Under Siege with Tommy Lee Jones.
Ooh. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
R.I.P.
He's not dead.
He's very alive. Go ahead.
Tommy Lee Jones was in Batman Forever with Val Kilmer.
He was?
Val Kilmer was in Tombstone with Kurt Russell. Kurt Russell.
I feel like we're fish tank.
Was in Tombstone with Bill Paxton. Bill Paxton.
Bill
was
Paxton
in,
wasn't in. Was he in Tombstone?
Yeah, he's the little brother.
He was not.
He was.
Oh
he was
gosh.
In.
He's lying.
Aliens.
We need a fact
with
checker.
Sigourney Weaver. Sigourney Weaver was in Avatar with Sam Worthington. Sam Worthington was in Terminator Salvation with moi.
Good morning.
Come on.
Good morning.
Hey.
I have a headache.
Yeah, 14 degrees of separation,
well,
buddy.
Evo stream, and I can't blame you.
I know.
Yeah, no kidding,
so,
right?
You got to believe, Dex, because didn't your family clean Steven Seagal's house, or was that?
Glad you brought that up.
Oh, what?
Gosh, here we
glad
go.
You don't know the story?
Yeah,
I know the story.
Because I was listening to the morning show on The Edge, and I remember you were talking about that one time. So you guys got to believe him that he was in the movie.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, Buck and Dex Army. You guys are faithful. You guys are always there when I need you, and I appreciate you.
Except when you got fired.
What was it? The Mystery Hotel or the...
The what?
Which one did you do where you called people in Las Vegas?
It was called Hollywood Hotel.
No, it was Cheater's Hotel.
Tower of Terror.
I think you're wrong on that one.
There's a Christian version of that, but it would be very wrong to do on this station, so...
See, I'm trying to convince them that it wouldn't be wrong. Because,
I don't think it'd be wrong.
Because why is it wrong to bust people cheating?
It's true.
Right? You know what I'm saying?
Infidelity Hotel or...
Infidelity Hotel?
Infidelity Hotel.
Okay. Dude, line two. We need to go to line
Thanks,
two. Thanks
buddy.
For calling, bro.
Thanks, appreciate you, buddy.
Infidelity Hotel.
Hello.
Good morning.
Seriously, you've got to stop talking about all the things you did in Ennis, Montana.
Thank you. Thank
you.
Know
you.
Buck.
Oh, my
hey,
God.
Buck, you know what?
Buck.
It's a new show. I get to say all my stories all over again 100 times.
Here,
God.
Let me ruin it. He wore Steven Seagal's jacket when he was a kid.
Dude,
why do you want to ruin my story?
Steven Seagal's bed wearing his friend's jacket.
Why do you guys want to ruin my story?
Oh, gosh. Because unlike the rest of the world, Buck and I have had to endure these stories time and time again.
Okay. Let me tell you guys something. I don't know if you know this story, but this is actually a really funny story regarding Steven Seagal.
I love it.
Now, I do believe that Dex's grandmother did clean Steven Seagal's house.
She did.
I do not believe that Dex was in The Patriot.
Yeah, no.
Okay?
There's no way.
I'm just going to go ahead and put that out there.
What do you mean?
Just let me finish and don't interrupt me.
Amen. I'll hang up on
Amen.
You, Buck, so you watch
Gosh,
your mouth.
I love that.
When we were in Las Vegas at a UFC event, when Anderson Silva, I can't remember who he fought, but John Jones was fighting on the card. It was in Denver, I think. Mm. And Steven Seagal was backstage. So we're standing backstage. And I don't know if you guys have seen Steven Seagal in person, but he's a large man.
He's very large.
In both ways.
Obese.
He's very tall. And he's big like Dex.
What? No.
So
you mean like you? So you're bigger than me.
We're standing backstage, and Steven Seagal standing there wearing his trademark Harley biker Scully cap and his yellow shooting glasses.
His Predator shooting glasses.
Yes. And Dex and I are standing there, and I looked at him, and I was kind of egging him on, and I was like, "Go tell him about your grandma's house. Go tell him about your grandma's house." And sure enough, Dex took the bait, and he walks up to Steven Seagal, and it was the most uncomfortable, awkward thing you've ever seen in your life, because you hear Dex start to talk to him. He says, "Yes, you know, nice to meet you. I'd like to take a picture. I'm from Ennis, Montana, and my grandma used to clean your house." and I helped her one day, and I put on your fringe jacket.
I told him I put on his famous buckskin jacket.
Gosh, you are the worst with celebrities.
The look, Steven Seagal kind of looks at him and just pauses for a second and then looks up, and then they take the picture, and he just walks away.
Yeah, it didn't say a word to me.
Funniest, most uncomfortable thing you've ever seen in your life.
That makes me so happy.
It really was a good moment. Yeah, I'm glad you shared that.
But seriously, Dex, you've got two great new co-hosts right now. Why don't you tell some new stories?
I don't have any new stories.
Man, I like that part about
the
co-hosts.
How about you listen to another radio show if you don't like my stories, okay?
No, these
guys haven't heard most of my stories. You know what? New audience. There's a whole new audience that haven't heard my stories. I get to share that with them as well.
So painful.
I know. Dude,
it's rough.
I hear you, bro.
So painful. I'm sorry, guys.
It's okay. When are you coming in? You coming in next week?
You know what? Let's just go ahead and schedule it.
Okay. Oh, God.
Why'd you hang up on your friends?
What did I do?
It's all right.
What happened?
I wonder why Buck only texts me.
I don't understand.
Sorry, Buck. Your ex-friend hung up on you again.
I wonder why we're not, doing a show together anymore.
I mean,
if you're wondering why Buck and Dex aren't around anymore, then you know why.
Look no further than Dex.
You guys are blowing my mind here.
Oof. Man, that was a great time in
Denver. I found a story about car thieves getting into two certain types of vehicles. We need to talk about it.
Oh, no.
Car theft is a major thing here in Albuquerque. It's close to my heart because our car got stolen a few months ago.
Oh, man.
That's right. We had a car get stolen. Thankfully, the Lord blessed us with a way better vehicle, and everything worked out so far. Anyway, owners of classic cars, this isn't in the Albuquerque area, it's in Sussex, which is across the pond, but owners of classic cars in Sussex are being warned about the increasing risk of theft following a crime wave that started late last year. Criminal gangs are targeting 1980s classic cars, motorbikes, vans, and camper vans, according to the International Association of Auto Theft Investigators. What kind of cars do you think are getting stolen?
Well, I know Hondas are probably a pretty popular one to get
classic
stolen.
Cars, though.
Oh, this is just classics?
80s classics.
80s classics?
Mm-hmm.
The Pinto.
No.
The,
Is it my favorite car? Is it my actual favorite car?
No.
Oh.
Delorado.
A what?
Ford Escorts.
Okay.
What?
Classic vehicle. Guys, just mucho sought after. People are paying thousands and tens of thousands of dollars for classic 1980s Ford Escorts. Known for their gas mileage,
what?
Ford Escorts are pretty legit.
That's a car that I had. That was my drunkard car before we got the...
Let this be a lesson to you. Don't ever tell Steven Seagal your personal stories about him.
Yeah.
Because what that means, to him, you become a Ford Escort. Where in your own eyes, you're an 80s classic. But in reality, you're a Ford Escort. Who cares about a Ford? What happened?
I was really hoping you were going to say El Camino.
Did the standard just get super lowered over there in Sussex?
Apparently.
They're stealing Ford Escorts.
Yeah.
You can walk outside and run into a Ford Escort in Albuquerque.
My Ford Escort was a
piece
of junk.
Don't tell the thieves that!
The thieves need to know!
Okay.
It's ridiculous. Be thankful, guys, that you're not over there, and if you have a Ford Escort, be extra thankful.
Yeah. I'd like to make us end on a high note today.
Well, good luck.
Listen, guys. Sunday is the big game. As many of you who listen know, I'm having a secret Super Bowl party that you're not invited to.
I wish you wouldn't
super
tell anybody.
Secret.
If you are not in this room, or one of the 17 people that texted me this morning, you are not allowed to come.
That's pretty good.
I'm pretty sure your wife's not going to be there on Sunday.
No, she's not. She already said she's hitting up her favorite wing place. She doesn't want to be there with us now because there's 142 people. 142 people going. So here's what I found, since now we're going to have to make some dire, desperate plans, like last minute. Maybe you thought you were going to be invited to a Super Bowl party. You find yourself on Friday going, where are my friends?
Dang, dude.
Here's what you do. You decide to throw the baddest Super Bowl party around.
Oh, yeah.
You be the party.
You be the partier.
I got 5 tips for saving money on a Super Bowl party.
Well, you better hurry up.
Number 1, host a potluck. Make your friends bring stuff. This is how Chrissy and I deal with it every week.
Mm-hmm.
It gets crazy hosting, yo! The costs
of grocery. They just go up year after year after year.
You just got the text check back and damn, can't talk right now.
Just because you're hosting does not mean you got to provide all the grubbins and the beverages for your guests. Simply ask each person to bring a simple item, maybe their favorite beverage or a favorite snack item. Mm-hmm. Doing this not only reduces the amount of food and drinks you have to provide, but increases the diversity of items available for people to eat or drink. Number two. Make a variety of simple snacks instead of a few expensive ones. Because let's be honest, there's like the, bro, this is the crazy recipe. It's only 140 ingredients. And it costs you $23 to get all of the ingredients. Just get some easy stuff, bro.
Make some poppers.
Veggie tray with dip? Why not? It's easy to pull off, right? Bite-sized wrap thingies.
Bacon,
we don't care that your
poppers?
Cookies are shaped like footballs, unless it's Dawn, in which case, please do that, because she makes, like, the best.
Don't listen to him, Dawn.
Okay. I've already said this one before. Number three, multiple televisions in the same room is muy, muy helpful.
I thought you were providing all this stuff. That's what Dex's list was all about.
Yeah, it's not. Sorry.
He lied to us.
He did lie. Gosh, what happened to this show? I thought this was a Christian station.
No football.
Steve-O gets on here, and he advocates for lying to his friends and like cheating on stuff.
That is not cool.
And throwing fits, trumper tantrums, and it's just ridiculous.
That's true. I love that terminology.
It's a hashtag.
Ow!
Beautiful. Number four. Thank you. Use cheap plates from the, there's many a dollar thrifty store type places.
Dude.
Come on. You don't need the cool, hey, this one's shaped like a football, $17, you know, paper plates. Just get paper plates, bro.
Do you want me to bring the paper plates?
Do you
want to
bring the paper plates?
I can bring the paper plates.
Cool, man.
Paper plate.
All right.
I got paper plates. Paper plates from out there.
Don't bring the NyQuil.
I think it's time for us to go. No one in this room. No one can speak.
Five and finally, this is what we do every year, guys. We've done this for the last 7 years.
You're being the plank.
Bag up any leftover snacks you have and save them for next year's Super Bowl party. They work great.
You are an awful person.
What?
How did you get a job?
7 years in a row we've done this, guys. We're going to make it a solid eight this year. Don't worry. You freeze them. They're just as good.
Freeze them.
Wait till you eat the meatballs.
I don't think so.
Whoa.
Yeah.
They were from Grandma's potluck 6 years ago.
Where's Chrissy going? Because I think that's where I'm going now. Me and the Toff family.
Man, potluck 2009 was the best one.
Yeah,
so what
man.
We did is we just froze everything we had left over, and now we're going to break it back out for you.
There is nothing like this cheese dip circa 2008.
We're
going to
break it back out for you.
All right? We just knew we couldn't duplicate the recipe, so we saved you some.
Oh. I think that we have just provided conclusive evidence to our final story today, and then we're going to hang up and go.
My ears are bleeding right now. I need to get out of here.
Would you give me some good news?
I wish you guys
music?
Would just let me live my life.
I got good news. Steve-O just totally supported this, and we're going to play it.
Okay, good.
The internet is making you dumber.
Sure is.
Scientists have figured out why, finally. Scientists figured out why the internet is making us dumber. When you read online, your brain is focused to constantly decide whether to click on links, video, or ads. When you read a book, you don't have to make all these crazy decisions. So your brain does a better job committing what you read to memory. Here's the thing, guys. Every time we look on the internet, you're bombarded with ads, links, distractions.
True.
What about this? How about this Farmville invitation? Did you want to play? Because even if you didn't, here's another one.
Now you're going to.
What about this video? What about Kylo Friend? Go at him on Instagram.
Cool.
What about all this different stuff?
Yeah.
You can't remember anything.
Cool.
Yeah. I like Kylo Friend.
You like him? So when we read just like a book or an article or something like that, we're not distracted by all these things. We can actually process what we've read.
Cool.
Steve-O, tell the people what the one thing they should be reading is.
I'm sorry. I was on my Marvel video game app. I didn't hear.
We got to start implementing punishments when rules are broken.
Hey, man, you're the host. That's up
okay.
to you.
Next week, punishment's going to start to go into effect.
The Hobbit?
No,
what
the
are we
Bible.
Talking about?
The Bible.
I didn't hear what we were talking about.
The
I was distracted. I wasn't paying attention.
Living and active. Why not?
Sorry, guys.
It's okay. Guys, it's Super Bowl weekend. We hope you have a fun and safe time. If the Broncos lose, Albuquerque, please just take it in stride and don't go nuts.
That's true.
Have you missed any of the shows this week, or you missed Super Bowl this morning?
Oh, man, come on.
It's huge. We predicted who will win the Super Bowl. We're not going to tell you right now if you're just tuning in. You have to go to the podcast and find out.
Heck San yeah. Jose Sharks.
And we talked about a bunch of other things. Our friend Buck was supposed to be on the show. No, he just called in. He didn't.
Which, by the way, actual hurt feelings over being hung up on again.
Yeah, well,
took it quite seriously.
Oh, well, good. Then, yeah, that's what I wanted
Laundry
to do.
Laundry list of text messages, including one about punching you real hard and actual hurt feelings. So, just be prepared, dude. I think you actually really.
He'll have to be able to catch me first. He can't catch me.
I feel like that's not going to be too hard.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Josette, thank you for coming in from SWRF, Southwest yes. Animal Rescue Fund. If you
cool.
guys need, you guys want to help these two dogs out, they need a home.
They do.
Bert and Harry. Find them a home.
Seriously, two of the sweetest dogs. If I didn't already have Rocket, I would have just taken both of them home today because, gosh.
Mm-hmm. So we posted all that information up at our Facebook page. We love you guys. Have a safe weekend. No drinking and driving.
None. Seriously,
enjoy
guys.
The game for what it is, a game.
Pray for my ears. They hurt right now.
I'm sorry.
Thank you. Goodbye. Let's go.